Houston, we're ready for liftoff. 5, 4.
Jeffy, play that somewhere else.
3, 2, 1.
Jeffy, you're being loud.
We have successful liftoff. We are now en route to Uranus.
Jeffy, stop trying to shove that in my butt.
But it was going to Uranus.
Well, Uranus is closed. Fly somewhere else.
All right, Houston. Change of plans. We're now going towards a black hole.
Jeffy, stop trying to shove that in my butt.
But it was going towards a black hole. Oh, man, we lost another one, Daddy.
Hold on, there's someone at the door.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin, I want you to meet my dog, Prince Charles.
Blur.
Guess how much I paid for?
How much?
$2 million.
$2 million for a dog?
Yeah, because he's a woolly Tuscan long-haired schnauzer. He's a cross between a woolly mammoth and a shih tzu. See, what they did was they found a fossilized testicle of a woolly mammoth, and they stuck it in the vagine of a shih tzu, and out came him. He's a one-of-a-kind. There's no other dog like him.
Well, why'd you bring him here?
Well, because I'm entering him into a dog contest tomorrow, Marvin. And tonight, I'm having a chocolate-eating party at my mansion, and obviously dogs can't have chocolate, so I don't want to run the risk. So I'm dropping him off here.
Well, no, you're not dropping off here. I don't want the responsibility of your $2 million dog.
Well, I have no other choice, Marvin. Listen, look, if you watch him for me tonight and he enters the dog show tomorrow and wins, I'll give you $50,000.
Wait, you'll give me $50,000 if I watch your dog for a night?
Yes, but keep in mind he's very high maintenance. He only eats Japanese A5 Wagyu beef flown in from Japan. If he eats anything else, I'll shit all over your house. Is that a yes?
Yeah, sure, I'll do it.
All right, great. Here, go ahead, Prince Charles.
Oh, he's so heavy.
Yeah, he's part woolly mammoth, Marvin. Keep that in mind.
Come on, Prince Charles.
Marvin, you found a dog?
No, it's Goodman's dog. He wants me to watch him.
Aw, well, what's his name?
My name is Prince Charles, but...
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. I'm rich, but...
Hey, Marvin, I almost forgot to bring you his chew toys. There's one of them right there.
Oh, is this like a squeaky toy?
No, that's a real $10,000.
You let your dog chew on money?
Yeah, he's teething. I also have his gold bar right here that helps sharpen his teeth.
Wait, you let your dog chew on money and gold?
Yeah, because that's what he wants to do.
Ew, it smells so poor in here.
I agree, Prince Charles. You'll be home in the morning.
Marvin, you don't know anything about watching a dog.
Who is this witch?
Oh, this is my wife, Rose.
You poor, poor thing and bun.
Oh, look, baby, he's paying me a lot of money to watch his dog.
Hand me my chew toy, peasant.
Okay, look, we're going to be respectful in this house.
Prince Charles!
Spit in my face!
Hand me my chew toy, peasant.
Here.
Hey, Daddy! Oh, look, the puppy!
What do you want, Jeffy?
I found this moldy chicken nugget behind your refrigerator. Can't eat it?
No, Jeffy. Oh, no! Spit it out! Spit it out!
Yummy!
Oh, no!
What's wrong, Marvin? It's just a chicken nugget.
Goodman said he can only eat A5 Wagyu beef from Japan.
That's ridiculous, Marvin. It's a dog. It can eat anything.
Uh-oh. I have to take a dookie. Peasant, carry me outside.
Come on, Jeffy. Let's lift him up.
What? Why do you have to carry him?
I'm too rich to walk.
Oh, come on, Jeffy. Okay, Prince Charles, hurry up and take a dump.
I only poop on Bermuda grass. This is St. Augustine, boy.
Well, it's the only grass we have. Just hurry up and take a dump.
Well, it's hard to focus when I don't have my mountainside view.
Well, look, we don't have any mountains around us. All we have is this. Just hurry up.
Well, I guess I'll try. Bark.
Hey, look, he's pooping.
I know, it's gross. I'm going to have to clean it up.
P.U.
Wait, is that money?
It is. I only poop cold, hard cash.
You poop money? Jeffy, I think I like this dog. I like this dog a lot. Do you have to use the bathroom anymore?
I'm done. Now carry me home and bark.
Okay. All right, Jeffy, get the dog.
All right.
Yeah. Baby, you won't believe it.
What's wrong, Marvin?
The dog poops cash.
What?
Yeah, literally, this cash came out of his butt.
Marvin, there's no way that he poops cash.
He does. So I made him this big plate of food so he can eat it up and we can print money.
Marvin, you can't do that. You can't use a dog for money.
It's the circle of life, baby. He eats food. He poops money. It makes sense.
I don't know about this, Marvin.
Come on, Prince Charles. Bon appetit.
Ew, no, thank you.
But what do you mean, no thank you?
What do I look like to you, a French bulldog?
but you ate the other chicken nugget.
That's because it was green, like the color of money.
Well, I can paint this green.
No.
Well, come on, just eat it.
I'm full, no.
French Charles, you're going to eat this food like... Oh, my God, he bit me! Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, Jesus, no! I think he broke my hand! Oh, my God!
We need to get you to a hospital!
Let's take me to a hospital! Jeffy, watch the dog!
Shit's crazy out here.
Who are you? you're supposed to bow?
My name's Jeffy. Here, play with your toy.
Ho, ho, ho. Scooter Claw's in the house.
Hey, Scooter, what are you doing?
Well, well, well. Someone got a puppy dog. Ruff, 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 ruff. That's what a puppy dog says.
Oh, my God. What breed are you?
Wowie, wowie. Look at all this money. You can buy a lot of yo-yos with that money. I want a yo-yo.
What is this thing?
Wait a minute. Does this dog talk?
Yes, Scooter, that dog can talk.
Someone better call the news. This poor thing needs a haircut.
I do not need a haircut.
Well, how many fingers am I holding up?
Four.
Poor thing can't even see. Time to give him a haircut.
Oh, what are you doing with your crazy hair, Scooter? Go!
You are not going to give me a haircut.
Oh, still, damn it. And done. Now you look all pretty.
Yeah, he does.
What have you done to me? My beautiful hair. How am I going to win the dog show now, boy?
Now you look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Time to put a red nose on you.
Don't you dare.
I'll hold him down.
Come here, little fella. But would you look at that? He looks just like Rudolph.
I'm living in hell.
Come on, Rudolph. Let's go to your North Pole.
You're so heavy.
Get up, fat boy.
See you guys later. Say hi to Santa Claus for me.
Jeffy, we're...
Oh! Jeffy, why is there fur all over the couch?
Scooter gave Prince Charles a haircut.
A haircut?
Oh, no. Where's Prince Charles? Where is he?
He and Scooter are on the way to the North Pole to see Santa Claus.
Jeffy, don't you screw with me. Where's Prince Charles?
I just told you he and Scooter are on the way to the North Pole to see Santa Claus.
Oh, no. No way this is my life. No way this happened to me. I can't believe we lost that dog.
Marvin, calm down. We have $20,000 and a gold bar on the sofa. We'll be fine.
No, we will not be fine. Goodman needed that dog for a show tomorrow.
For the International Exotic Dog Competition?
You've heard of it?
Yes, Marvin. The winner gets $5
million. $5 million? He was only going to give me $50,000. Well, look, we lost Goodman's dog, and now he's going to kill me.
Marvin, I have a plan.
What?
We can take all the money and run away to Hawaii. He'll never find us there.
He will find me there. He has a tracker in my ass until I pay off the house. Okay, look, we just got to find a dog to put into the competition tomorrow.
Marvin, you can't find a dog by tomorrow.
Well, yes, we will. Oh, Johnny, do you still have your dog?
Yeah, Poopy Butt.
Yeah, go grab your dog. Okay, I got an idea.
Here you go, Daddy. Old Poopy Butt.
That dog right there, that dog's going to win the competition.
Marvin, there's no way that dog is going to win the International Exotic Dog Competition.
Sure he can.
He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Well, they don't need to know that.
He can't even walk, Marvin.
Well, Prince Charles couldn't walk. We had to carry him everywhere, so they won't know when we're carrying him around. Look. All we have to do is just tape all this fur onto him.
Tape?
Or staple it. I mean, he's paralyzed. He won't be able to feel it. Look. I promise once we get all this fur onto him, you won't even know it's not the rare dog that Goodman had.
Marvin, this isn't going to work.
I need it to work. All right, so everyone grab some tape and some glue and some staples. Okay, let's get to work. And done. Doesn't he look just like Prince Charles?
He looks terrible, Marvin.
But no, he doesn't. He looks just like the other dog. He had all this fur.
Maybe if the other dog went through a wood chipper.
You're just being mean. He looks just like the other dog.
I don't want to be a part of this.
You're being a quitter. What do you think, Jeffy?
Yep.
What do you think about the dog?
I think he looks like a cat's hairball. And he sounds like one, too.
No, Jeffy. He looks just like Prince Charles. Someone's at the door.
You have fun with that, Daddy.
Well, okay, stay right here, Prince Charles. Hello? Well, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Bad news, Marvin. The chocolate party got canceled.
It got canceled? Why?
Turns out I don't like chocolate, so I came here to pick up my dog.
Pick up your dog? You're not supposed to pick him up till tomorrow. You should come back tomorrow, because me and the dog were having so much fun.
I know he's great, isn't he? He ships cash.
I noticed, so you should just come back tomorrow.
What happened to your arm? You get carpal tunnel from beating your wiener too much? I've been there.
No, I fell down the stairs. But anyway, just come back tomorrow and you can get your dog.
No, it's okay. I understand that your arm hurts. I'll go upstairs and get him.
No. All right, here's your dog.
You think I'm stupid, don't you?
What? No, this is Prince Charles. Say your name. Say, I'm Prince Charles.
Did he have a stroke?
No, he's just sleeping. He's having a bad dream.
Where's Prince Charles at?
He's right here.
That is not Prince Charles. Where's my Prince Charles?
Okay, look, he's on his way to the North Pole to see Santa.
Well, tell Santa Claus he owes me $2 million.
Your dog bit me in the hand, and I left him alone with Jeffy, and then Jeffy shaved him, and they thought he was a reindeer.
I don't know why I keep trusting you with things.
I don't know why either. I told you I did not want this responsibility, so it's kind of your fault for trusting me.
I can't show up to the International Exotic Dog Competition with this thing.
Well, you're just going to have to find another dog.
I got an idea.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Welcome to the International Exotic Dog Competition. Our first contestant is Toodles, the black bear poodle. He's a mix between a black bear and an actual poodle. Yeah, and our next contestant is...
Say it.
Bark, bark, bark.
Oh my God, what kind of animal is this, sir?
It's a shithead who likes to lose people's dogs.
What?
There was a tiger right there. You guys hit the tiger, right?
What are you smoking, Daddy?
But there was a Tony, the tiger was right there.
Lay off the LSD. I ain't see anything.
Did you see it?
The Frosted Flakes dude?
Yeah, the Frosted Flakes, the tiger, he was right there. He was
What?
Come on, Jeffy, you saw it.
I didn't see anything.
Well, Jeffy, okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Jeffy. Go do something productive. Go take out the trash.
All right, Daddy. Come on, your trash. I'm going to
actually take out the trash.
All right, buddy.
To do that, you'll do something. Do something. I'm losing my mind.
I found some lunch. McDonald's. How yummy.
Old stinky trash bag dick. Smells like shit and shit. Kobe! Fuck. Well, the trash man can get it. That's what he gets paid to do. Oh, what's this? A stinky jacket? I bet I'll look cool as tits wearing this.
Cheeseburger. Yummy. That was yummy. Wait, where'd my jacket go?
Hey, Stinky!
Me?
Yeah, you! I don't mind you eating trash out of the trash can, but you don't have to...
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. Today, we will be hearing the case of Logan Thirty-Acre, who is being accused of trying to sneak into the Marvin Brothers movie, which is very good, by the way. Logan, why were you trying to sneak into this movie film?
Oh, well, I tried to pay for it, and then they wouldn't let me in, so I snuck in.
I see. And why would they not let you in?
Because the company that made the movie sued me one time for using their characters. And I don't use their characters anymore, but I guess I'm just not allowed to see it.
Oh, so you knew you weren't supposed to be seeing this film.
Well, no, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to see it because I use my own characters, so I thought me and the company were cool now.
So when the theater turned you away, that is when you decided to sneak in and break the law, correct?
Yeah, I went into the exit, but I did pay $40. I paid twice, and they didn't give me my money back. So since I paid, I should be allowed to see it, because, you know, I paid.
Well, the door that he broke into said that the trespassers will be prosecuted, so he knowingly broke the law.
So the door said that, and you opened it anyway, knowing you were committing a crime. That is the worst felony I have ever heard of.
Oh, God, I just wanted to watch the movie. It's not like you guys can stop me when it comes out on DVD or streaming it.
Now that is a good point. I suppose there's no way we could prevent you from getting it on DVD or streaming the movie. Then you leave me no choice. I will let you choose your sentence. I could either sentence you to life in prison in solitary confinement because there's no way you could ever watch the movie in there, or I could surgically remove your eyes and ears so you could never possibly see or hear the movie. You choose.
What if I just promise I'll never watch it and you just let me free?
We already tried that once, and you tried your sneaky shenanigans at the movie theater. So choose before I choose for you.
I guess the eyes and ears.
Okay, cool. Good choice. I order a doctor to remove his eyes and ears. I'm gonna go watch the Marvin movie again.
Oh my God, Logan!
Yo, what the hell happened to you, bro?
Jeffy.
Yeah, man, what happened? Oh, right, he can't hear us. I'll explain. So the judge, which is me, decided to have his eyes taken out and his ears cut off so that he could never see or hear the Marvin Brothers movie because that would be illegal.
Well, damn, Poovy, that's harsh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't make the rules. Well, I guess I do, but, I mean, hey, I didn't know what else to do. The movie was great, though.
I really hope Rose really likes the roses I got her. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to play golf?
Yeah, what do I do?
You gotta hit that little white ball into that cup.
All right, I got it. Four.
Who can eggs? I think you hit Chef Pee-Pee.
Darn.
Jeffy, you almost broke that glass vase of flowers.
Well, I'll be more careful this time.
Oh, no,
you broke the flower vase.
Let's go check.
What's your parents gonna say?
They'll get over it.
You also hit Logan's camera during the scene and broke it. Yeah, the whole scene was out of focus. It kind of ruined it.
Well, you'll get over it.
All right, Rose, check out your roses.
Marvin, what are you talking about?
There were roses just right here. Ah! Someone broke them.
Marvin, who could have done that?
Jeffy! Four. Jeffy, get in here. You hit your dad.
Oh.
Marvin, are you okay?
Jeffy! Jeffy!
Hey, Dane, look, I'm a stripper.
Jeffy, did you hit me in the face with a golf ball?
I'm flossing my butt cheeks on the pole.
Jeffy, did you hit me in the face with a golf ball?
No.
Then where'd you get that golf club behind you?
Who put that there?
And where'd these golf balls come from?
Darn, I guess Tiger Woods was here.
Jeffy, you're gonna grab a vacuum and you're gonna clean up that mess.
I'm sorry, a what?
A vacuum.
What is a vacuum?
Come here, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to clean up this mess?
What am I supposed to do with this big winner, Daddy?
It's a vacuum and you're gonna suck all this up.
Oh, suck me, Daddy.
Jeffy, just suck it up.
All right, Daddy. There, and gone.
Good, you cleaned up the entire mess.
That was fun, Daddy.
Well, now you're grounded for breaking it, and you have to eat green beans for dinner.
But I don't like green beans, Daddy.
You have to eat every single bite.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, you have to eat every single one of these green beans.
Oh, no, green beans, ew.
Jeffy, eat it.
All right, Daddy. All right, Daddy, I'm done.
There's no way you ate all those green beans.
Ate all of it, like a girl's booty fresh out the shower.
Well, Jeffy, you're still grounded.
All right, Daddy, I'm going to go have more fun with my vacuum.
Chef Pee-Pee, where's my scrambled eggs?
Oh, wow.
You're sleeping on the job? I can't believe you.
No, I'm not sleeping on the job. I think I got hit in the back of the head with a golf ball.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you would actually lie to my face. You know what? Forget these scrambled eggs. I want you to make me some Jell-O in every single color. Right now. Get to making it.
And done. Man, that's a lot of Jell-O. Braxton better be happy with this.
Braxton, your Jell-O's ready. You put them on my Jell-O!
Whoops.
No, whoops! You better put it back right now!
I'll see if there's a setting for that.
There better be a setting for that!
It looks like there's a blow setting.
We'll press it!
Alright.
Jeffy! I hate you, Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Whoa! I can hide! What? He ate all my Jell-O!
He gonna get it now.
That's 10 seconds for him!
Swish!
Oh, look at the little baby Thomas!
Hey, guys, check out my vacuum!
Oh, you got a raccoon? I wanna see!
No, it's a vacuum and it sucks things.
Kinda like Cody's mom.
Ha! You wanna see?
Yeah!
Yeah, dude! Cody's right there!
Wait.
No!
You suck that Thomas!
Oh, dude, what is wrong with you?
Give me Thomas!
Yeah, give my head, dude! Give my head!
Thank God I got Thomas back.
Dude, my hat! It's totally disgusting!
Get out of here, Jeffy!
Yes, scram, dude! Yeah, take your vacuum with you!
Oh, man, my face hurts so bad.
Marvin, I popped some popcorn.
How is this gonna help my face?
I don't know, Marvin. I just thought it'd be super cute to watch a movie together and eat some popcorn.
My face hurts.
Well, maybe the movie will distract you from the pain.
I think Jeffy broke my eye socket.
Jeffy didn't mean to hurt you, Marvin.
Okay, how about Jeffy hits you in the face with a golf ball and see if you're all happy?
Jeffy can't do that, silly. I'm too pretty.
What movie do you want to watch?
I don't know, Marvin, but I would like to listen to something really loud so we can enjoy the new surround sound. I want to hear every word that they're saying. Also, I need subtitles.
You don't need subtitles if the movie's loud.
But I want to read and listen.
But the words take up half the screen.
Marvin, come on, please.
Okay, fine. What movie do you watch?
How about Saving Ryan's Privates?
Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah, that one!
That's a very violent movie.
Very loud and violent!
Okay.
Louder, Marvin!
But it's already so loud. It's so loud!
What?
It's so loud!
Marvin, I'm watching this movie! You're distracting me!
It's so loud!
I can't hear you, Marvin!
I can't deny it! You ate all the popcorn!
What?
You ate all the popcorn!
Marvin, I didn't eat all the popcorn!
The whole bowl was full, I looked over and there was empty. You ate it!
Marvin, I was- just watching the movie with you. How could I eat all the popcorn?
I think you won the movie really loud.
Throw trash bags out in the middle of the road. It makes my job harder. And I know you don't know what that's like, but I don't appreciate it.
It wasn't me. And you got me on the counter. It wasn't me. And you got me on the door. It wasn't me. Shaggy.
Yeah, right. But go, shoot, scram, get out of here.
Baby, did you fart?
No, Marvin, girls don't do that.
Well, I smell fart, shit, and piss.
Right here.
Jeffy, did you take out the trash?
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
Where'd you get this stupid jacket from? It smells like ass.
I found it in the trash.
Ew, Jeffy, take that off. You need to get rid of it.
Yeah, Jeff, you need to wash it. It stinks.
Well, my asshole stinks and I don't wash that.
You're supposed to wash it.
Well, let me tell you this, Danny. If I take a bar of soap and I stick it between my ass and then I rub my body with it, I'm just rubbing my own ass all over my body, and I don't want to do that.
Well, wash your butt last.
Well, then check this out. The next time I go take a shower, I'm going to have to grab that bar of soap that was in my ass the last time I took a shower, and I'm still rubbing ass all over my body.
Okay, I have a bar of soap just for ass. I don't know, Jeffy, it's so stupid. Listen, just take the jacket off, because it smells bad. You're making the room stink, and if you're not going to take it off, go to another room.
Okay, I guess I'll just go to another room. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Oh, my God. Do you rub your ass with the soap and then your body?
I don't feel comfortable having that conversation with you.
How are you supposed to wash your ass now?
Washcloth?
Okay, guys, are you ready for the ultimate trick shot? You're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
Sounds pretty tough, Junior.
Sounds impossible, dude.
It sounds impossible. We're going to get on the first try.
Junior, what the hell are you guys doing up here?
We're trying for the ultimate trick shot, Chef. We're trying to be like Dude Perfect. We're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
No, the hell you're not. Your dumbass is going to break something. And a second off, the chances of you actually making it is impossible. But you know what? If you actually make it, I'll buy you dumbasses some pizza.
You'll buy us some pizza?
Sounds pretty cheesy, Junior.
Sounds really cheesy.
What does that smell?
That'd be me.
What are you guys doing?
We're trying the ultimate trick shot, Jeffy. We're trying to shoot this basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop. And if we get on the first try, Chef will buy us some pizza.
Oh, give me shit.
No way! He fucking did it! He fucking did it!
Suck tits and order pizza!
Yeah, order that pizza!
No way in fucking hell! You know what? Fine, I ordered the damn pizza.
He actually did it, Jeffy! How did you make that shot on the first try?
Probably my stinky jacket.
Ugh. Oh, it smells like ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I cannot believe you got on the first try. I'll never get over that.
Yeah. Well, I ordered you one single pepperoni pizza.
What? No cheese sticks?
No damn cheese sticks. I didn't say I was ordering cheese sticks.
Well, what kind of pizza party doesn't have cheese sticks?
You need cheese sticks.
It's not a freaking pizza party. I told you I was only ordering pizza, okay? So only pizza. Here's the $20 for when the pizza man gets here. Open the damn door for when he gets here.
Oh, my God, one pepperoni pizza. That's so lame.
All right.
That must be him. Come on, guys, let's answer the door. Hello?
Hey there, I got four pizzas and some cheese sticks for you.
Four pizzas? Chef Evie said he only ordered one pepperoni.
Oh, no, I got two pepperoni, two supreme, and some cheese sticks.
How much is all this going to cost?
$70.
$70? All Chef Evie did was give me a $20 bill.
Oh, sorry, kids, that sucks, but I can't just give away free pizza. That'd be crazy.
Aw, I wish I had all the pizza.
You know what? It is my last shift of the night, and I'm feeling pretty generous. You guys should just take the pizza.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can go ahead and have it.
Do you at least want the $20?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that for the tip.
Oh, I wish I had $20.
Ugh, you know what? You smell like you need this money more than I do. Use that to buy yourself some soap.
Really? Thanks, mister!
Oh, my God, guys! We just got free pizzas and cheese sticks, and we got to keep our money! This is the luckiest day ever!
Woo!
Cheese sticks!
Oh, dude, I'm about to go crazy on this pizza.
I'm so happy it's the happiest day of my life. Look at all this pizza.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Jeffy, open that box. What kind of pizza is that?
Oh, my God. No flippity-flopping way, Junior.
Well, what's going on?
Jeffy got the golden slice of pizza.
What does that mean?
Junior, didn't you hear? Papa John had to give away his factory because he said the N-word during a business meeting. So if you find the golden slice of pizza, you get to go to the Papa John's factory and you might even be able to take it over.
Oh, my God, Jeffy. That's you. You get to do that. You're the one who found it.
Well, what do I do with it?
Run home, Jeffy. Run home as fast as you can.
Okay.
Marvin, pick a card, any card.
I don't want to do a dumb magic trick, baby.
Marvin, it's not a dumb magic trick. I'm trying to be a magician.
Dang, look. I got the golden slice of pizza. So now I get to go to Papa John's house and
say the N-word with him.
What?
Marvin, you didn't hear that Papa John's was giving away a golden slice of pizza? And if you find it, you get to go to the factory.
Is that spray paint?
Yup. And Danny, look, I also got 20 bucks.
How'd you get 20 bucks?
The pizza man gave it to me.
No, he did not. Pizza man don't give you money, they give you pizza. Not money, you give them money for pizza.
No, he gave it to me because of my lucky jacket.
That jacket is not lucky. It's smelly and you need to throw it away because it's gross.
No, Danny, it's been lucky all day. I got the golden slice of pizza, I made a trick shot, and also I got 20 bucks.
Jeffy, I have an idea. Let's see if you're really lucky. I'm going to pick a random card and you guess what it is.
9 of clubs.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Marvin, he got it right. Jeffy, how did you know?
I'm telling you, it's my lucky stinky jacket.
Okay, listen, that was just a lucky guess. It doesn't mean you're lucky. It was just, that was a one in, what's the odds?
52 factorial.
Whatever. Listen, make him guess another one.
Okay, Jeffy, what about this one right here?
5 of hearts.
Oh my God, he got it right!
Okay, that is it. Okay, those are 2 lucky guesses, and anyone could do that. I mean, you go do it to a bunch of people, enough people would guess it right after twice. Okay, listen. That your jacket's not lucky, okay? These are all just coincidences.
No, my jacket is lucky. We should take the 20 bucks and go to the casino.
I mean, this is all the money we have, Jeffy. We had no money, and the reason I took it from you is because we need money for food.
Marvin, you have food right there. It's only 20 bucks. Just take it and go.
Come on, Daddy.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the casino.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, Daddy. This jacket's lucky as fuck.
But, Jeffy, all we have is $20 for the rest of the month. If we lose this money, we can't eat.
Put that shit on black, Daddy, like the Longevity Matter.
Okay.
No more bits!
Oh, Jeffy, this was a mistake. We're going to lose all our money.
We're not going to lose, Daddy.
24 black.
24 black?
Daddy, we won!
We won?
Here's your $20.
Oh, my God, we just doubled our money.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. We're going home.
Let it ride.
We doubled our money. We're going home.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. I'm taking my money.
Too late, no more bets.
Oh, my God.
Daddy, if we win, it'll be 80.
If we lose, it'll be 0.
29 black.
29 black.
Here's your money.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Let it ride. 15 black.
Let it ride.
26 black.
Let it ride.
24 black.
Let it fucking ride.
13 black. 26 black.
Let it fucking ride.
All right, I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave.
Well, I didn't know the casino closed.
No, it's been black 30 times in a row. We're going to have to close the table to check the machine.
Danny, is this jacket stinky as shit or what? Smell me.
Shimmy! Look at all this cash!
Wow, Marvin, you must have done really well at the casino.
Yeah, we did, because we
let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride.
Jeffy really is lucky.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's my little lucky stinker.
Yep.
All right, so get some sleep, Jeffy, because we have a busy day at the casino tomorrow.
Jeffy, speaking of being a stinker, do you want me to wash your jacket so it's nice and clean for you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, Mommy. Oh, there you go.
All right, Jeffy, rise and shine. It's 5 a.m. It's prime casino hours.
I'm awake.
All right, Jeffy. Why don't you have your jacket on? Put it on. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, sorry, Daddy.
Why would you ever take that off? That's the reason why we're making all this money. That's why we're making all this cash.
Beep.
Yeah, come on.
All right, see, you gentlemen are back. The table's back up and running. We checked the machine and there's nothing wrong with it.
What'd you expect? Don't hit the player, hit the game. Shib.
So, what are you guys betting today?
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Are you betting it on black again?
What's it look like?
Shibby!
All right, let it ride.
Let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride!
Oh,
let it ride!
Gosh.
Let it ride!
Please,
that's right, 16 black!
No, 16 red, you lose!
Oh, wait, right, wait. He said red!
Oh, fuck! What did he say? Sorry, there's got to be a mistake. You said the machine, you had to check the machine, right? Are you sure it wasn't black?
No, we checked the machine and everything's working great. You just lost.
So we bet on black and it should have been black.
Jeez, what the fuck did you do?
I didn't do anything.
No, what the... Wait, why don't you smell like shit?
Mommy, wash my jacket.
Why the fuck would you let her do that?
Oh, we're sleeping.
If the jacket's lucky because it's more shit, then why the fuck would you tell me it didn't get washed? Because then we lost all our goddamn money.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Sorry. That was a mistake. Can we get a redo, please? Can we get a redo? That was a mistake. We were joking.
Well, do you have any more money to bet?
No, that was all our money. That was all that we had.
Then I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave the table if you're not going to make any more bets.
Fuck. I'm going to fucking kill you.
can do it.
It's mom's show.
Your mommy
did it. Pick
mommy did it.
Come on.
Hey, Marvin, how's the casino?
Why does Jeffy smell like Downey?
That's rude. You cannot smell my syndrome.
Marvin, I washed his jacket so he wouldn't be so stinky.
Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I see why Chris Brown did it. I can't do this. I can't be with you. You washed the jacket. The only reason it was lucky is because it smelled like shit.
Marvin, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
Yeah, the smellier it was, the luckier he got, because we just lost all our money. We lost it all.
Oh, no, Marvin, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I want a divorce.
What? Well, I get half.
Well, half of nothing is more nothing.
I don't know. That necklace is awfully shiny, Marvin.
I got this from a Walmart gumball machine. This is not fucking real. I wanted more money to bet, and we just lost it all because you washed his lucky fucking jacket. I can't believe you washed it. Why'd you have to wash it? I didn't care about the smell. You hear me complain about the smell ever again. When I had all that money, did I ever complain about the smell? I love the smell. I would have laid in the rest of my fucking life.
Marvin, what do you want from me?
I want my money back. I lost it all.
Well, Daddy, I can always shit in my pants and make it stinky again. Oh, I feel a whole lot of yuck coming out of my ass.
Why? Why me? I don't get it. I don't know. He understood. I felt the longest fart I've ever fucking heard.
Going to be doing animal dissection. So each of you should have a dead animal on your desk, and you're going to cut it open with the kitchen knife I gave you.
Oh, man, this is so awesome. I get to cut open a frog and see what its insides look like. Hey, Cody, what animal did you get?
I got a pig.
Blah! You got your mom! That means you get to see what the inside of your mom looks like. Every guy knows what that looks like.
Ha! Your mom's a hoe. No, she's not.
Hey, you know the last time your mom was cut open? It was when you were born because you were a C-section.
Ha! C-section! I wasn't a C-section.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you were. What? Teacher, why are we playing with knives? It seems really dangerous.
Hey, Cody, catch!
But no, damn it! Don't throw that!
Watch, I'm gonna throw it when you least expect it.
Teacher, can I move desks? Or can you at least tell Joseph to cut it the hell out?
Crass, be careful with a knife! You could poke your eye out with that thing.
Hey!
Oh, look, he caught it!
Well, Cody, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have a knife in my eye. Teacher, I'm gonna go to the nurse.
See, Crass, that's why I told you to be careful. That's why you should always be wearing your safety goggles, even though I didn't provide any to you. And you can thank the school funding for that. But anyway, back to the animal dissection. So what you're gonna do is, you're gonna cut down the abdomen of the animal that you have and pull out the stomach.
Whoa, dude! I cut his skull open, now I'm gonna get his brains out! Oh, look at how squishy it is!
But Joseph, you were supposed to cut open his stomach!
But dude, I wanted to play with his brains! Look, watch this! Splat! Sticky!
Oh, that's so awesome! No, I'm gonna get my brain out. Hey, Joseph, look, I got mine's brain out.
Aw, dude, I bet you won't throw it at the top board.
I bet I will.
Oh, do it, dude.
After you get the stuff. Hey, who threw the brain? Hey, I know the brains look fun and squishy, but don't throw the brains at the board. Maybe after class.
Sorry, teacher.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Cody, I didn't know you were a pirate.
I'm not a pirate, Junior.
Then why do you have an eye patch?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because Joseph stabbed me in the eye, and then the nurse had to put a Band-Aid over it, but it didn't help because I'm permanently blind for life. Thanks, Joseph.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to cut out your animal's brain and throw it as hard as you can at the board.
Really?
Yeah, he said like, we could do it for fun.
Okay.
And if you look up to the right, you'll be able to see your animal's heart. Who threw the brain?
Cody did it.
Cody, principal's office now!
But they said I was supposed to do it. The brain, I was supposed to throw at the board.
No!
Screw you guys.
Sorry, Cody.
I hate this class.
Oh, I don't want to cut open this froggy.
What's wrong? It's already dead. Look at my pig. Look at his guts and his wiener.
Oh, okay. I guess I gotta cut open this froggy.
Please don't do this.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. I got 14 tadpoles and a missus at home. Please don't kill me.
I don't want to kill you, but my teacher says I have to.
No, you don't. You can harm me. Listen, I was captured against me will, and I've been playing dead ever since. Please don't let me die.
Well, I guess I can get you out of here. I can take you home and show you to my daddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, Crass, real quick, important announcement. You are not allowed to take your animals home. That's school policy, okay? So I'm going to come around to Crass, and I want you to show me your animal's stomach.
Oh, no! What do we do?
Hide me and say I'll run away.
Oh, that's a good idea. Where to hide you? Oh, I know. Hurry, jump inside my diaper.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, where's your animal stomach? Wait, Jeffy, where's your animal at?
He got up and ran away.
What? He ran away? Fast! Everyone be on the lookout for a frog! Jeffy, Do you know where we get these animals from? Area 51. Because they're extremely intelligent, but very, very dangerous. So we have to kill them and dissect them to prevent them from taking over the world. But don't worry, Jeffy. I will not rest until I find your frog! Alright, Crass, everyone can go home for the day. But make sure your animal is dead before you leave. And if you see that frog, make sure you call me directly.
All right, Mr. Froggy, let's get out of here.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Guess what's in my pants? It's green and covered in warts.
Jeffy, if it looks like that, it's been infected. What have you been doing to it?
Well, Daddy, I had it out on my desk at school, and the teacher wanted to see it, so I put it in my pants and I came home.
What?
Jeffy, if your teacher wanted to see it, we have to call the cops, because there's something wrong with him. And we have to call a doctor, because it's green and covered in warts. That means there's something wrong. Jeffy, your wee-wee's not supposed to look like that.
Well, it's not my wiener, Daddy.
Oh, well, then what is it?
Well, close your eyes and turn around, and I'll pull it out and show you.
I'm scared, but okay.
All right.
Thank God I'm out of there. Don't you ever change your diaper.
All right, Dan, you can turn around now.
What, it's a frog?
Well, yeah, I'm a frog.
Who performed the best? Because I don't even know how you rate that. We're both here.
Do you want to play rock, paper, scissors to decide who calls the toss?
No, I did it with my wife and she died.
Heads or tails?
So I do get to pick.
Wait, I want to pick!
I also would like to pick.
Okay, first person to call it in the air. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Wait, yes, it's heads. I get offense.
Well, then I want defense.
Okay, but we didn't have to toss the coin anyway. Oh, players, get in your positions.
Wait, positions? Where the hell is that? You don't even remember, do you?
Offense is in the triangle.
Okay, fuck it. Yeah, you say so.
Where do I go?
Right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, does he kick off to me? Do we get, like, a ball to play with or rackets or something? Is this another marble game?
The game begins now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm on offense. Am I supposed to go over there? Is that the touchdown? Do I get a touchdown if I touch that circle? How many points do I get?
Where am I supposed to be defending? Can I leave this circle?
I guess she's just not going to answer us now. Can we just fight until one of us dies?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Come here!
Oh, hey, pause. You brought your knife? I didn't know you could do that. Hey, pause, freeze, time out. He brought his knife. Is he allowed to do that?
Yes.
What the fuck? That's not fair. Ow! Come on, man, why'd you do that?
By the way, he killed your father.
You killed my daddy?
Yeah, but listen, he didn't even eat his steak.
I hate you!
Okay, I give up! Ow!
No! I bet on him to win!
Oh, come on! Finish this thing! Kill him!
Who's fucking winning? I can't see!
You ready to die?
Yeah, please don't kill me. Not until I've had one more bite of that delicious steak.
I would like to end the games here.
Why? If you quit now, you're not going to get any money.
I want to play Fortnite. I'm bored.
He wants to end the games early! Oh, come on! He's right there! Kill him! Finish him! Get your money!
Does that mean I win my bet?
Did you bet for them to end the games early?
I still don't know who we're talking about. I don't know who the final table are.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you, Goofy!
Bring it, bitch!
Do you really want to end the games here?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's right. The two characters with blood armor win. We can't die. And that means we can always come back and play the games again and have more of that at stake.
And hopefully you're not the guard next time because your voice is really fucking annoying and you don't know how to draw a squid.
Jeffy wins! Yeah!
No! But I'm rich as fuck.
Oh, hell yeah! I won!
I hate this stupid fucking Korean island.
Wait, it's over? That means I can finally take this stupid shit off.
Oh, sweet Jesus, I can finally breathe. I'm getting back on the jet and going back to Magic Kingdom.
I hope your jet crashes into a helicopter.
Me too!
Congratulations, Jeffy. You won Squid Game.
But my daddy's dead. And my mommy's dead.
But look at all your money.
I feel better now.
Paper! Like pee-pee, but cash and cash, cash, green cash, 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 paper. SpongeBob book.
How'd they mess up your SpongeBob book, Jeffy?
Look and see for yourself. Notice anything wrong with it?
They're not underwater?
No! SpongeBob has two tongues. He's got one down here and one up here licking his eyeball.
He does have two tongues.
That's so silly.
It's not silly, Mommy. This is serious business. This is a colossal fuck Alaska. These are officially licensed by SpongeBob SquarePants. You know how many people this had to go through before it hit the shelves? Someone's getting fired today unless they can confirm that SpongeBob actually does have two tongues, and then I'll get over it.
Jeffy, just calm down and read your book.
No, because I'm going to call Nickelodeon and fire somebody after I give them a piece of my mind.
There's someone at the door.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin, I need your help.
What do you need help with, Goodman?
You're poor, right?
Yeah.
Well, I need you to teach me how to be poor.
Teach you how to be poor? Why?
Well, I just found out that I have another kid down in Mexico or some shit, and the mom's wanting me to pay her $5 million a month in child support. I didn't know Taco Bell was that expensive. I mean, I can afford it, I just don't want to. So what I did was, is I moved all my money to an offshore bank account, and then now I have to live off the least amount of money as possible for the next few months while the judge goes through my bank accounts, because I don't want him to see that I have a lot of money. So I need your help to teach me how to be poor.
Well, I mean, I'm really busy. I don't think I can do that right now.
I'll pay you $10,000.
I mean, sure, yeah. I can teach you how to be poor. So rule number one, don't give people money, because poor people can't afford to give people money.
Well, if I don't give you money, then how am I going to get you to do what I want you to do?
By being nice.
Ew, poor!
And the next rule is, come here. So another thing you can do to be more poor is not drive a Lamborghini.
Not drive a Lamborghini? What else am I supposed to drive? A bicycle? Ew!
No, you don't have to drive a bicycle. You can drive a car. You just need something more poor.
More poor? I know exactly what you mean. I'm gonna go buy one.
Okay. Where's Goodman at? What the...
All right, Marvin, I did what you said. I bought a poor car.
This is not a poor car. This is expensive.
It literally has the word poor in the name. It's a Porsche.
What? It's still expensive, though.
Listen, Marvin, I can't go any lower than this. It's already shitty.
What? It's not a shitty car. This is really nice.
No, it is shitty. It's Porsche. It's poor shitty. And it's offensive because it was named after George Bush, a 911. It's a Porsche 911.
Oh, okay, fine. So you're saying this is the cheapest car you'll go?
Yeah, I can't do anything less than this, Marvin. It's shitty.
Okay, well, at least it's a start. You got rid of the Lamborghini, so let's go work on some other stuff.
All right.
Hey, baby, I need your help.
What's wrong, Marvin?
Well, Goodman paid us $10,000 to teach him how to be poor.
Wait, he spent $10,000 to learn how to be poor?
Yeah, I already told him that poor people can't hand out money.
Okay, good.
And I told him that poor people can't drive a Lamborghini.
Okay.
So what other things can we teach him to be poor?
Well, poor people don't walk around everywhere in a nice suit, so you're gonna have to change your clothes.
You want me to get rid of my elephant asshole suit? 75 endangered African elephants were poached for their assholes to make this suit. This suit cost me $55 million. I take a bath in it. I sleep in it. I'm not getting rid of this.
Well, why don't you sell it if you need the money?
Sell it? I will never sell the suit. I will be buried in this suit.
Well, how about you just take it off? Because if the judge sees you walking around in a $55 million suit, he's going to make you pay child support.
You're right. So what am I supposed to wear to be poor?
All right, look, I'll pick out a poor outfit. Come on. All right, baby, I picked out an outfit for him.
I look like old McDonald without his farm.
No, I think you look nice.
E-I-E, I know I don't. I look like I smell bad. If a kid said, hey, Dad, does that man smell bad? He's going to say, yes. Yes, he does. Stay away from him. He's stinky. My name's Mr. Goodman, not Mr. Goodwill.
Well, Goodwill's where we got this outfit from.
And it smells like the person who owned it before me shit my pants.
Well, look, it only cost $5.
Well, I would pay $5 not to wear this.
Well, look, when the judge sees you wearing this, he's not going to make you pay child support.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably going to feel bad for me and make the woman pay me child support.
Well, that's what we're going for, right?
Ugh, I guess. Oh, I'm getting kind of hungry. I want a filet mignon. I think I'm going to have Chives prepare my meal. Oh, Chives!
Wait. No.
All right, sir. Here is your 8-ounce filet mignon cooked medium rare.
Are you sure it's 8 ounces? Because it looks more like 7.
I can assure you that it's 8, sir. I weighed it before I cooked it.
Let's see about that. Sounds like 7.
Well, sir, when you cook meat, it doesn't maintain...
Whoa! I'm not listening!
Very well, sir.
Chives, did you take a bite out of my carrot?
It was more of a nibble, sir.
What is that, Chives?
A nibbled carrot, sir.
You nibbled my carrot and put it back on my plate!
Well, I had to make sure that it was cooked thoroughly.
Well, next time eat the f***ing thing! Get out of here, Bugs Bunny!
Yes, sir, but before I go, I must ask. Why are you dressed like a farmer?
Ask Marvin.
Well, Goodman wants to act poor for a few months.
Ha! Good luck with that!
Well, Goodman, you can't eat all this.
Yes, I can. I'm a growing boy.
Well, no, I meant, like, poor people don't eat this kind of food.
You're telling me poor people don't eat filet mignon?
No.
I'm gonna starve! What am I supposed to eat then?
Well, look, I will go cook you a meal that poor people eat. Do not eat this, because if you want to look good for the judge, do not eat food like this. Hold on. All right, Goodman, I made you dinner. Are you eating your steak?
No, it was a fly.
There's no way a fly took that big a bite.
Yes, he did. He was a big old bastard.
Listen, Goodman, here's your ramen noodles.
Instant lunch? Ew, poor, what is this?
It's called ramen noodles, and it's really cheap, but it's really good.
Who's ramen, and why do I have to eat his noodles?
Because it's really cheap, and it's really good. Try it.
And what is this? A Rice Krispie treat?
What, no, that's what the noodles look like before you cook it.
It looks like dried worms. Ew, you're trying to poison me! Help! Help, Chives! He's trying to poison me!
What's going on, sir?
He's trying to make me eat ramen's noodles!
Well, that's what I had for lunch today, sir.
Oh, no! Somebody call poison control! Chives has been poisoned!
Well, it's actually pretty good, sir.
Oh, no! The worms must be eating your brain and making you delusional! Help!
No, Goodman, listen. Everyone eats ramen noodles. It's really good. And look, you can't keep calling your butler because poor people don't have butlers.
Well, if I can't call my butler, then who's going to wipe my ass?
You!
Ew! My hand has got to go near my ass crack? Poor!
Listen, poor people wipe their own butts, so tell your butler you'll see him in a few months.
Chives, go to your room in the basement and I'll be home in a few months.
Very well, sir.
Marvin, what's with all this screaming?
He's trying to feed me worms!
Ooh, ramen?
How does everyone know who ramen is and his worms?
I love ramen!
Well, I hate being poor. I can't drive my Lamborghini. I have to dress like Ronald McDonald. I have to eat ramen's worms. And what's next? You're gonna tell me I have to wash my own clothes?
Yeah.
Ah! I gotta go lay down! Oh, no, no, no. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this!
Come on, Goodman. You can do this.
Don't call me Goodman! Call me Poor Man, because that's what I am!
Well, if you can't do this, then you have to pay that woman $5 million a month in child support.
I'm not paying her $5 million a month! That kid's not worth it!
That's a lot of money, Marvin.
Well, if you don't want to pay it, then you gotta learn how to be poor.
All right. I guess you're right, Marvin. Just go give me some water and let me clear my head. Voss water, sparkling, please.
No, poor people don't drink sparkling Voss water.
Fiji?
No.
Evian?
No, we drink water from the sink.
Ah! Like where the toilet is?
Or the kitchen sink?
Yeah, it's all the same shit! It's pipes in the house! Ew, poor!
Listen, it's called tap water.
Well, I'm tapping out!
Well, listen, you gotta drink stuff like that if you wanna be poor. What's other stuff they can do to save money?
Well, what do you spend most of your money on?
Well, my haircut costs $20,000.
Well, why is that haircut $20,000?
Because three naked girls cut my hair while giving me pina coladas!
Well, we're not doing that anymore. Your haircut should only cost
$20. $20? They're gonna stab me in the eye with scissors or something!
That doesn't usually happen.
What else do you spend your money on?
Well, I did put a $250,000 down payment to go see the Titanic in a submarine, but that guy hasn't called me back. I think he's ignoring me.
Okay, look, you can't buy stupid stuff like that. And if you're gonna buy stuff, you have to go cheap.
Oh, so you're telling me not to take my big private jet, I gotta take my little one.
No, no private jets. Poor people don't have private jets.
Well, then how am I supposed to fly to Paris for lunch?
You're not gonna fly to Paris for lunch, and if you have to fly, you're gonna fly cheap, like Spirit Airlines.
Cheap? I'm not gonna fly cheap when I'm flying through the air.
Look, it's called Spirit Airlines. It's a nice airline.
Well, if I fly Spirit Airlines, I'm gonna turn into a spirit.
Listen, it's just what you gotta do to be poor.
Wait, my phone's ringing. It's my son Richard calling. Hello? Hey, Dad, me and my friends are down here in Orlando trying to rent out Disney World for the day, and they're telling me that it costs $4 million, but my credit limit's only $3 million, so can you give me the other million? Hold on, Richard. My son, he's in trouble. He's down in Orlando trying to rent out Disney World for the day, and they told him that it's going to be $4 million, and his credit limit's only $3 million. So do I give him the other million?
No!
But he'll yell at me.
No, you got to tell him no. You're poor.
But I don't want him to yell at me.
Yeah, who cares? You're poor now. Tell him no.
Fine. Richard, no. What the fuck, Dad? You're down here in Orlando with my friends trying to rent out Disney World, and you're gonna tell me fucking no? When you want me to be poor? That's embarrassing. You want me to be embarrassed when I go back to school and be poor? Hold on, Richard. Richard, no, you're not getting that other $1 million. I'm putting my foot down. I'm gonna increase your credit limit, okay? I love you. Bye. I put my foot down, not gonna give him that $1 million.
See, good, you told him no. What'd he say?
He said he was fine with it, that he understood.
Okay, well, I don't think he should have a $3 million credit limit. I think he should lower it to like $100.
I agree, and I'll tell him that later.
Okay, so, look, we're saving money already. Okay, so let's go teach you how to unclog a toilet.
What?
Marvin! Good news, Jeffy already clogged the toilet.
That's good, so now you can learn. So look, sometimes when you're taking a poop, it gets stuck in the toilet, and you gotta push it down with the plunger.
Yeah, I'm done.
What?
I'm just gonna pay the woman $5 million a month in child support.
Why?
Because I don't want to be a caveman and push my shit down the toilet with a stick.
You only have to do that to get stuck.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm definitely done. So enjoy dressing like a farmer, enjoy eating Roman's worms, and enjoy being poor. You taught me to feel worse for poor people. So now when I see them on the side of the road, I'm just going to drive by them faster. And enjoy the $10,000. I'm done here.
So, Marvin, what are we going to do with the $10,000?
I have no idea.
Hey, Danny, I called Nickelodeon about this SpongeBob situation.
And what'd they say about the two tongues?
They said one's for the pink and one's for the stink.
What?
Yeah, they told me that if I wanted it changed, that I'd have to pay to have it republished.
So how much would that cost?
$10,000.
Jeffy, no.
My knees are weak and my arms are spaghetti.
Dude, that's crazy.
Shoot me with the spaghetti ray and change me back to normal.
Okay.
Oh, good. I have my arms back. I'm never making a spaghetti ray ever again.
What were you thinking, Cody?
I really have no idea.
Okay, that was the last scene for SML movie Cody Spaghetti Arms.
Instant classic.
Yeah, Joseph killed it, bro.
It would get more views if it was called Jeffy Spaghetti Arms.
Well, obviously.
Why wasn't Penelope in the video?
Because no one likes her.
Ugh.
Why isn't there an Anthony puppet?
Shut up, Anthony. All right, guys, we got done filming early today. You want to go do something?
Ooh, we should see the Marvin Bros movie.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that'd be dope, dude.
It would get more views if it was called the Jeffy Bros movie.
Obviously.
All right, guys, let's go see the Marvin Bros movie.
Yeah. Hey, Booby, can I go?
No!
I'm so excited to see this movie.
Yeah, one ticket to the Marvin Bros movie, please.
That will be $20.
Ugh, highway robbery. This is why nobody goes to the movies anymore, am I right? Should have just waited to see it on Amazon Prime.
Hey, one ticket to the Marvin Bros movie, please.
$20, please.
Jesus. Thank you.
Hey, one ticket to the Marvin Bros movie, please.
$20, sure.
Damn, dude. God, expensive ass movie.
One ticket to the Marvin Bros, please.
And I see your $20. Here's your movie ticket.
Thank you. One ticket to the Marvin Bros movie.
Oh, sorry, sir. I'm afraid you can't see this movie.
Well, why not? I have cash. It's a 20.
Yeah, it's the whole, you know, lawsuit thing.
I don't use those characters anymore. I made my own.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not going to be able to give you one of these movie tickets.
Oh, can I speak to your manager?
Sure. All right, here's my manager.
What the fuck do you want?
I want to see the Marvin Bros movie, please.
You know you can't see that.
Well, I thought me and the company were cool. Like, I stopped using their characters. I thought me and Pintendo were cool.
No, they hate you. They told every movie theater in the world that they see your stupid face trying to come see this movie to tell you to leave. So leave.
Well, it's true. I heard your whole thing.
Look, I got $20. Look, let me just see it. I won't tell anyone.
Oh, you have a 20? Great, well, I'm keeping it. For wasting my time. Now leave!
Oh, come on, please!
Leave! If you see him come back to this theater, you call the police.
Yes, sir!
Alright, this disguise should work. No one will recognize me wearing this.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
One ticket to the Marvin Brothers movie, please.
Oh, it's the only movies we have left are in 3D.
That's fine. I'll watch it in 3D.
Perfect! That'll be $20!
Here you go.
And here is your movie ticket.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Do I know you from somewhere?
No. This is my first time ever at this movie theater.
Are you sure? Because you look really familiar.
Well, maybe we went to high school together.
What's your name?
Marcus?
Marcus! I remember you! You're the guy that passed me in front of all the cheerleaders and exposed my wiener. That was classic! It's a good thing I'm a shower and not a grower. Anyway, here's your movie ticket.
I actually got a ticket.
And don't forget your 3D glasses.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
Enjoy the movie.
Oh, man, I can't believe I actually made it into the Marvin Bros movie. Okay, I gotta put my 3D glasses on. Let me take this disguise off. All right, let me put these glasses on.
Enjoying the movie?
About to.
Get the fuck out.
Yep, come on, man. You know you can't see this movie.
Oh, come on. Just let me watch the intro.
Nope, let's go.
Oh, come on.
Yo, where's Logan at?
Oh, I think he's in the bathroom pooping. Pooping, everybody. Taking a big old stinky shit.
Actually, I think he's banging in the family bathroom.
Who is calling me? Oh, hop off my pecker. The movie hasn't even started yet. Hello?
Hey, Poopy.
Oh, where are you? I told everybody you were pooping. Pooping! Bitch, you want to go? This old hag just threw popcorn at me.
Listen, Poopy, they won't let me in the theater.
Oh, why not?
Because of the whole lawsuit thing.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yo, is that Logan? Tell him to give me a popcorn, bro.
Lavelle says get him a popcorn.
They won't even let me in the theater.
Oh, that sucks.
Look, can you let me into the back exit?
No.
But why not?
Well, I don't want to get in trouble. I want to see the movie, too.
Just open up the back exit.
Just ask Lavelle if he'll do it.
What's up?
Lavelle, open up the back exit.
Wait, you can't afford a ticket, my boy?
No, I can't afford a ticket. Just open the back exit.
Alright.
Bro, it says the door is alarmed.
Just push it, open it.
Hi.
Here you are, son, man.
I can't believe I made it into the movie. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, bro.
That alarm was loud.
Do you think the manager heard?
Yes.
I don't think he did. These theaters are loud.
Yeah, you good, bro.
Hey, you're supposed to buy a ticket like I did. I've been saving up my money all week.
Well, just shut up.
Yeah, mind your business, Mitch.
Okay, I can't wait to watch the Marvin Bros movie.
Me too.
Hey, get the fuck out.
How'd you know I was here?
You think I wouldn't notice the fire alarm going off?
Yeah, I told you he's gonna hear it. All right, man, come on, you're under arrest.
What, under arrest for what?
The sign says trespassers will be prosecuted and you're trespassing. You basically signed a contract to get arrested, so come on.
Well, I wasn't the one that opened the door.
Don't do it, boy.
Actually, I was.
Yep, come on, let's go.
Yeah, good call, good call.
Get in there, you!
Oh, come on, let me out. I didn't do anything wrong.
No. You know you're not supposed to be watching that movie. It's not for you. It's for everybody else who didn't piss off that company.
But we don't use their characters anymore.
No, it doesn't matter. They don't want you watching that movie because they don't want you getting any ideas. The movie's too awesome.
Is it awesome?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it 3 times. It's great.
Can you tell me if Junior's in it?
No, I can't tell you that.
Well, can you at least tell me the ending?
No, I can't tell you that either. Look, you're gonna have to ask the judge, but don't worry. The court's coming up pretty soon.
Well, can I at least get my one phone call?
Oh, yeah, you do get one of those. I guess I probably should have given you that before I put you in here. Well, come on. You get one phone call.
Okay. Oh, come on, please answer.
Hello?
Hey, Chili, listen. I just got arrested. I need you to bail me out of jail.
What are you in jail for?
I tried to see the Marvin movie.
You know you can't see that movie.
I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Just come bail me out.
Well, I have no one to watch Lily.
Well, then get Tito to come bail me out.
Well, Tito's going to go see the new Marvin movie right now.
Heck yeah, I am. Later, losers.
Will someone just come please bail me out?
All right, time's up.
Well, but no one's going to bail me out yet.
Doesn't matter. Come on. Oh, that movie was amazing. I loved the Marvin cart scene, and Cody even dressed up like a girl like he did in that one video.
Why wasn't that star princess person in the movie?
Oh, they're definitely going to milk that in, like, the third movie. Her little star was in it, though.
I'm mad that fire-breathing turtle wasn't watching Charlie and Friends, though.
And I can't believe Jeffy wasn't in it.
Wait, where's Logan?
Oh, he got arrested.
What? When did that happen?
While you were out getting popcorn.
Shit.
Yeah, maybe we should go bail him out.
I'll go do it. You guys stay here.
Someone please get me out of here.
Hey, Logan.
Hey, Poopy, did you come to bail me out?
Oh, no, I just came to tell you how good the movie was.
How good is it?
Oh, it's really good.
Is Junior in it?
No, he's not. But Cody is. He dresses like a girl and everything.
So he's gay?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's so cool. How does the movie end?
Oh, you see, they actually go to... No, don't tell him how it ends. You, it's time for court. Come on. Oh, I'll get my robe on.
If you let me out of this cell.
No. What if you escape?
Oh, come on. I wouldn't do that. I love it here. I got my own bed, my own toilet. It's paradise.
Oh, I do really want a back massage. Okay, fine. I'll let you out for 5 minutes to massage my back. But then you're going right back in your cell.
Okay.
All right. Now I let you out. I really need you to get between my shoulder blades because that's where all my stress is.
Okay. I knocked him out! I'm free!
Oh, damn!
They still jumping. All right, Jeffy, I wrapped your legs in paper towels. It kind of looks like a cast.
But they still hurt, Daddy!
Well, if you sit really still and keep your legs straight, eventually they'll heal straight.
Because that's how that works.
I don't know, Jeffy, I'm not a doctor.
Well, then call one!
We can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because of your stupid birthday gift. It's illegal.
Oh, no, who's that? What if it's the cops, Daddy?
Look, I'll handle it. You just stay right here and don't make any noise.
Okay.
All right. If it's the cops, I'm going to say, what Taco Bell sign? Yeah, that'll work. Hello?
Surprise!
Ow, my legs hurt so bad.
Oh, Jeffy, it's Mommy.
What are you doing here?
Well, today's your 18th birthday, and Mommy's gonna get paid.
Today's not my 18th birthday. It's my 17th birthday.
Nice try, Jeffy, but I've been counting the days in prison. Now come here.
The Find My Fugitive app says she's in here somewhere.
Oh my God, Marvin, what happened to you?
Jeffy's mom, she hit me in the face with a mallet.
Oh my God, so she is in here.
Help me!
Jeffy!
Come on, let's go upstairs.
Wait, upstairs?
Yeah, that's where your son is.
He's gonna see the Taco Bell sign. No, let's not go upstairs. They can come down here. Can y'all guys come down here?
What are you talking about? Let's go! Wait, can I help you?
Just don't look this way.
Okay, whatever.
Don't come any closer, I'm gonna bonk him. Nancy, why'd you escape from prison? What? It's prison. It sucks. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But why today?
Well, today's Jeffy's 18th birthday, and I'm gonna inherit all his money. Well, actually, he's gonna inherit his father's money, and then I'm gonna take his money, but I'm still getting the money.
Well, today's not Jeffy's 18th birthday, it's his 17th birthday.
No. I've been counting.
Well, no, actually, today is his 17th birthday, and I know, because it's also my birthday.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, everybody sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brooklyn guy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. That was very nice.
What, Willie?
Stop it. Oh, okay, Nancy, seriously. It actually is his 17th birthday.
Oh, well, I guess I messed up. Must have counted wrong. It's okay. I'll just break out next year.
Yeah, you go ahead and try that. What are you doing over there? Wait a minute. Is that the Taco Bell sign?
God damn it.
Okay, who stole this?
It was Nancy.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, it was you. When you came over, you brought the sign with you.
No, it couldn't have been her. She was in jail when it got stolen.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, I'm gonna take her back to jail. Then I'm coming back over here. Come on.
Oh, no. Jeffy, what do we do?
Oh, no, Daddy.
Get in there. Congratulations. You just added 5 years to your sentence.
No. Where did I go wrong? 17. Okay, so Jeffy's 18th birthday is next year. And next year, I'm gonna get you, Jeffy.
All right, she's in jail. Now, who's next to go to jail? Who stole this sign?
All right, officer. Look, it's my son's birthday, and all he wanted for his birthday was a Taco Bell sign. So I stole it for him for his birthday.
Really? You'd commit a felony for your son's birthday? That's actually really sweet. I wish somebody would commit a felony for my birthday.
Oh, cheer up. I bet someone will commit a felony for your birthday one day.
Really? Do you think so?
Hold on, I got an idea. Hey, Jeffy, there's two parts to your Taco Bell sign. Do you think we can give one to the police officer? He had a bean taco earlier.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Okay, it smells like ass in here. I'm just gonna go keep the sign. Happy birthday.
To be having a sparing beat, so make sure you go home and study your words, because the first place winner is gonna get the prestigious Golden Bee Award, and then the second place winner is gonna get the crappy little Silver Bee Award. So go home and study your words.
Spelling bee? Ugh, I suck at spelling.
Yeah, me too, dude.
I'm going to win the spelling bee this year. I have to.
Calm down, Cody.
Yeah, it's not that serious, bro.
Well, it's just that every year I always come in second place because I lose to Beasley Spellington.
Who's Beasley Spellington?
Beasley Spellington is the spelling bee. He's won every year for the past 5 years. Oh, God, here he comes now.
Hello, Cody.
What do you want, Beasley?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be the spelling bee champion. I'm going to beat your ass at spelling.
Wow, what a douche.
I know, right? I hate that guy.
So he's won every year?
Yeah, he always gets the golden bee, and I'm stuck in second place with the stupid little silver bee. But this year, I'm gonna win for sure, because I have this.
Wait. What's that, Cody?
That's spelling steroids. And I've been taking it every day for the last week, so I can spell any word. Go ahead, try me, Junior. Give me a word.
Spell, onomatopoeia.
Okay. Onomatopoeia. O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. Onomatopoeia. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Yeah. I just really hope they don't drug test us this time.
Oh, crap, I forgot to mention, since there's been a lot of cheating in the Spelling Bee tournament, I'm going to need you to come up here and pee in one of these little cups so I can test you for spelling steroids, okay?
Oh, no! Junior, they're going to drug test us.
What's that mean?
Well, that means they're going to test my pee, and then they're going to find out that I've been using spelling steroids, and I'll get disqualified, and I won't be able to beat Beasley Spellington.
That sucks, Cody.
Yes, it does suck, Junior. Okay, I need somebody else's pee. Junior, I need a huge favor from you. And I know I ask this all the time, but this time I really mean it.
What's the favor?
I need you to pee in my mouth.
Ew, Cody, no!
No, look, it'll be really quick. I'll just, like, open up my mouth, you take, like, a little tinkle in my mouth, and then I'll hold your pee in my mouth until they test me, and instead of peeing in the cup, I'll just spit your pee in the cup, because you haven't been taking spelling steroids.
That's gross, Cody!
Oh, come on, Junior, please!
So who wants to go first? Mm-hmm. Oh, Cody, you want to go first?
Mm-hmm. Gross, dude.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cody, I know you're super smart and you have no reason to cheat, but I still need you to take this cup and go pee in
it. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I swallowed Junior's pee. I swallowed it.
What? Why is Junior's pee in your mouth?
I don't know. Joseph, come pee in my mouth.
No, dude.
What are you talking about?
Junior, do you have to pee again?
No.
Well, get you like a bottle of water or something.
Okay, all right, hold on, Crass. I think you're all confused. You're not supposed to be peeing in each other's mouth. You're just supposed to pee in the car.
Well, guys, I got disqualified for using spelling steroids.
That sucks, Cody.
Yeah, so I guess we're just going to have to watch Beasley Spellington go home with another golden bee.
Ew, Cody, your breath still smells like my pee.
Guys, this is serious. Beasley Spellington's going to win again.
Well, me and Joseph can try to beat him in the spelling bee.
Come on, you guys can't spell.
We could try.
Okay, fine. Spell possum, then.
Possum's easy. P-O-S.
Nope.
P-O-S.
Nope. Sounds right to me, dude.
P-O-S.
Nope, that's wrong.
P-O.
Nope.
P?
Nope.
What?
Nope, no P.
What, does it start with a P?
No, it doesn't.
A?
No.
B?
Nope.
C?
Nope.
D?
Nope.
E?
Nope.
F?
Nope.
G?
Nope.
H? I? J? K? L? M? N? O?
Yes.
What? O?
Starts with an O.
It does not start with an O.
That's crazy.
Spell it.
O-P-O-S.
No, that's not right at all.
It has a silent O.
A silent O?
Yeah.
Hey, Joseph, spell cat.
C-A?
Nope.
What?
It's O-C-A-T.
What? No way.
There's a silent O. Hey, Cody, spell your name.
C-O?
Nope. O-C-O-D-Y. Hey, Cody, spell pool.
What, no.
P-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-L. All those O's are silent.
See, Junior, this is why you're not going to be in the spelling bee.
Well, I don't want to be in the dumb spelling bee if that's how people spell.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Yeah, I'm going to kill Beasley Spellington. Yeah, I'm going to break his kneecaps. I'm going to break all six of his little bee kneecaps, and then I'm going to beat him to death with a crowbar. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Cody, I have a different idea. What if we put a little microphone in my ear, and I go to the spelling bee, and you give me all the answers?
Yeah, that could work. And then afterward, we beat Beasley Spellington to death with a crowbar.
What? No, we win the Golden Bee Award, and we're all happy.
Yeah, okay, and then we celebrate by beating Beasley Spellington to death with a crowbar.
No, how about we just try winning it first? I'm going to get a microphone for my ear, let's try it.
Okay, we'll just see what happens.
All right, Cody, Joseph let us borrow his AirPods, so you're going to use that microphone, and then you're going to speak into my ear and tell me how to spell the words so I can cheat.
Okay, I'm going to stay home and watch the spelling bee on TV so I can tell you what words to spell.
All right, let's make sure it works.
Hey, Junior.
Hey.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, so me and Joseph are going to go to the spelling bee.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the spelling bee. If you spell a word wrong, you're eliminated, and the last one standing is the winner. So let's start off with Beasley Spellington.
Thank you. What word would you like me to spell?
All right, your first word is anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, come on. I thought you were going to give me a hard one. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. A-N-T-I-D-I-S-E-S-T-A-B.
Yeah, look at Beasley being a show-off.
E-N-T-A-R-I-A-N-I-S-M. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
That is correct!
You better believe it.
Alright, next up is Penelope!
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. This is my first spelling bee.
Alright, Penelope, your word is quiche.
Quiche. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, I can use it in a sentence. Your sentence is, your word is quiche.
Okay, quiche. K-E-E-S-H. Quiche.
Wrong.
Really? Well, then how do you spell it?
You're wrong. You're just wrong. Go, leave. All right, next.
Okay,
I said next! Junior, come here!
Okay, I'm ready to spell.
Alright, Junior, your word is hemorrhoid.
My word is hemorrhoid.
You got that, Cody?
Yeah, I got it. Hold on, I'm Googling it. Just stall, ask a question or something. Like, ask him to use it in a sentence.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. Your sentence is, I have a hemorrhoid.
Oh, okay.
Cody, hurry up.
Junior, my phone's not loading. Your internet sucks. Just stall with another question.
What's it taste like?
What?
What does hemorrhoid taste like? You can't ask that question. You can only ask things like definition, use it in a sentence to origin, stuff like that.
Okay, then can you do all that?
No, Junior, forget it. I have the answer.
Okay, I have the answer.
Okay, then spell it. Your word is hemorrhoid. Hurry up.
All right, I'm going to spell it now. Hemorrhoid.
H-E-M-O-R-R.
Calm down. You're going too fast.
What?
Who are you talking to, Junior?
My brain.
Good one, Junior.
I'm going to restart spelling the word now.
Cody, go slower.
Okay. It's H
H
E
M
M
O
O
R
R
R
H
H
O
O
I.
Oh, are we spelling the right word?
Yes, we are. It's
I
D
D. Hemorrhoid.
That is correct.
Really? That was right?
Just leave the stage, Junior.
Okay.
All right, Joseph, you're next.
Ho, 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 I'm ready to win this spelling bee.
All right, Joseph, your word is synonym.
Ho, 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 this is easy. I eat Synonym Toast Crunch every morning, and I read the box. Oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. Synonym. C-I-N-N-A-M-O-N. Synonym.
You are really a dumb ass. It is synonym, not cinnamon. Synonym Toast Crunch. Get your ass off the stage.
No, dude. I heard you say synonym.
I know, but you spelled cinnamon.
What's the difference? It's the taste you can see.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, Jeffy. You're next.
All right. What's the word, Doc?
Your word is pitch.
Oh, that's easy. That's my favorite word. I call my daddy that every night.
B-I-T-C.
No, your word was pitch. Like, your word was pitch. Not the B word. You're eliminated.
Aw, screw this spelling bee anyway. I'm gonna go home and play Fortnite.
Okay, we only have two contestants left. Beasley Sparrington and Junior. Beasley Sparrington, you're next.
Okay, what is my next word?
All right, Beasley, your word is pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
Easy. The word is pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis. P N E U M O N O U L T R A M I C.
Now here's this prick again. Come on, mess up.
P I C. S-I-L-I-C-O-V-O-L-C-A-N-O-C-O-N-I-O-S-I-S. Pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
That is correct! All right, Junior, it's your turn. And remember, if you get the word wrong, you lose.
What's my word?
All right, Junior, your word is pterodactyl.
Oh, that word is easy. I got this. I don't need your help, Cody.
Junior, I don't think you know how to spell this.
I know how to spell it.
Okay, fine. Then what's the first letter?
T?
No.
Yes, it is. It's pterodactyl.
It's not T.
Yes, it is.
No.
A?
No.
B?
No.
C?
No.
D? E? F? G? H? I? J? K? L? M? N? O? P? Q?
Yes.
What?
It starts with P.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's pterodactyl, not pterodactyl.
Junior, we're not going to do this right now. Just trust me.
Oh, I get it. You're just trying to embarrass me.
But embarrass you?
Yeah, on national television. You want to embarrass me. You want me to spell it wrong so everyone laughs at me.
But, Junior, why would I go through all of this just to embarrass you?
Because you got embarrassed in front of the classroom when you swallowed my pee.
Well, that was my fault.
No, I'm going to spell it the right way. I'm going to win this competition.
No, Junior, don't.
No, okay, pterodactyl.
Junior, please.
Pterodactyl.
No.
T-I-L.
No.
That was completely wrong.
What? That was wrong?
I told you, Junior, it starts with a P.
What's with you and P, Cody? Ew.
So that means the winner is Beasley the Sparing Bee.
Of course I won. You have to be the best if you want to be the Spelling Bee champion.
Beasley, I'm about to beat the crap out of you with this mallet because I couldn't find a crowbar. Take that, you stupid bee! Who's the champ now, you loser! I wish I could do that.
Hey, Cody, I got the Silver Bee Award.
Ugh, I already have like 5 of those at home. We'll never beat Beasley.
Well, there's always next year.
No, he probably won't even be alive, because bees only live for 28 days.
Wait, then how do you win the last 5 years?
Wait, yeah,
Wait a minute, that's not a bee. That's just a guy in a bee costume. Hold on, let me get my mallet. All right, let's go find that guy and see who he really is.
Okay.
Well, Brooklyn guy, you did it again. You rigged another kid's spelling bee.
Beasley, what?
Buzz, I'm a bee. Never mind, you guys got me.
What, you're Beasley Spellington?
Yeah, okay, look. This one time in fifth grade, I lost a spelling bee because I accidentally spelled the word acid with an S instead of a C. So from that day forward, I vowed to win every spelling bee I could to make other people feel what I felt that day.
Well, you still won fair and square. You're really good at spelling.
Oh, no. I was cheating. I got a microphone and my mask there, and then my wife just reads me the words out of the dictionary.
What? That's what we were doing! What? You guys were cheating, too?
How about that? Cool. We're just a bunch of cheaters here. That's great. Yeah, I'll see you guys next year. We can see who can out-cheat each other, you know? All right. Well, bye.
Joseph, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, let's go wash our hands with a bunch of soap.
I bet I can wash my hands better than you can wash your hands.
What? No, you can't, silly Billy.
Yes, I can, you silly goose.
Silly Billy. Hey, guys, guess what I just bought for $2,000.
$2,000? Where'd you get that kind of money?
Oh, I've been saving up my money for whenever I do chores for the last 10 years. Every penny.
Well, what'd you spend $2,000 on?
I want you to guess.
A car.
No, I can't drive.
A boat?
Well, I definitely can't drive a boat.
A spaceship.
Junior, you guess.
But was it a spaceship, dude?
No.
Did you pay someone to cut off their finger?
What?
Yeah, did you pay $2,000 for someone's finger?
Why would I pay $2,000 for a finger?
Maybe it had a diamond ring on it.
Ooh, nice guess, dude. Nice guess. I like that.
Why wouldn't I just buy the ring?
Maybe it didn't fit your finger, so you wanted their finger because it fit the finger.
Yeah, a 2-for-1 special, dude.
What? No, it's not a finger.
Well, then what is it?
It's this. Check it out.
Oh, you got the new iPhone.
No, not the phone. It's what's on the phone.
The phone case?
No, the picture.
Wait, what is that?
It's a noodle.
Dude, it looks like a stick.
It's not a stick. It's an NFT.
What's an NFT?
Well, it's a non-fungible token.
Oh, it's a token, so you can use that at Chuck E. Cheese.
Ooh, now that's fun.
No, it's not that kind of token. It's a non-fungible token. You can't funge it.
So what is it?
Well, it's a picture.
You paid $2,000 to have a picture on your phone?
But no, I paid $2,000 for an NFT.
So what's it do?
Well, you're doing it.
What?
We can only look at it?
Well, yeah. I mean, no. Actually, you could hang it up on the walls of your digital house.
A digital house?
Yeah, you know, in the metaverse. Like, I mean, I guess technically I'd have to buy some land in the metaverse and then hire a digital construction worker to build me a house. But then I could hang it up on the walls.
Why don't you just go on your computer, print it out, and hang it up in your real house?
Yeah. Well, because that wouldn't be the same thing. This is an NFT.
So you only have it on your phone?
Well, yeah.
Well, what if your phone dies?
Well, then I just charge my phone.
Well, what if a meteor hits the Earth and there's no electricity anymore?
Well, then that's not going to happen.
Well, what if it does?
Well, then I'd have bigger problems than just my noodle.
You'll wish you had that $2,000 back.
Well, no, I'm happy with this.
So what are you going to do with it in the future? Like, how long are you going to have it for?
Oh, well, I could probably sell it for a lot of money, maybe.
Who else would buy this?
Well, I don't know, somebody who wants a noodle.
No one's going to pay $2,000 for this, Cody.
But yes, they will. Look, the cool thing is that I could put this in my digital world, okay?
Hold on.
Wait, what are you doing?
All right, Cody, I just made it in my virtual world in Minecraft.
Yeah, but that's not the metaverse.
It doesn't matter. More people play Minecraft.
Well, but people can't come visit it.
Yeah, I can open up the server and everyone can come look at my NFT that I own now.
Well, but that's, you don't own that. See, I have the original.
Well, what if I just took a picture of your phone with my phone? Then it would be on my phone and I would own it.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Give me a second.
Well, but you can't.
Look, I just did. I just took a picture. Look, I own it now. It's on my phone.
Well, you don't own it, though.
Yeah, I do. It's on my phone. Hey, Jojo, I just sent you a text.
Ooh, what'd you send me, dude? Oh, dude, I own it now.
Yeah, we all own it.
Oh. No, you guys don't own it. You just have it.
It's on our phone.
Yeah, dude.
We own it. It's on your phone. It's on our phones. We all own it.
Well, but it's not worth anything, though.
How would anyone know that you own it? They would think we all own it.
Yeah.
Well, look, right there. It says owned by Cody.
I could have been Cody.
Yeah, I could make a username named Cody. My name's Cody.
But you can't sell it. That's the main thing.
I can sell. I can print this out, and I can sell more copies than that one sells.
No, nobody would buy that.
But why?
Because this is the real one, and they didn't. I paid $2,000 for this. So.
Hold on.
What?
All right, Cody. I just printed this out and framed it.
Whoa, dude! This looks sick. I would totally buy this for $2,000.
No, that's dumb. No one would buy that.
But it's the physical version. You can touch it and feel it, and even if your phone dies, you can still see it, and you can hang it up in your real house in real life.
But I have the original, so it's... I paid $2,000 for this.
You know how much I paid for this? I paid $5 for the frame and $1 to print out at UPS. So it costs $6 to get a physical version. That'll never disappear. Like, no matter what. Like, even if electricity stopped existing, I would always have this picture.
What a steal.
But you can't put it in the metaverse. You know, you people around the world can see mine. Like, somebody in Japan could see this. They couldn't see yours.
I can FaceTime somebody in Japan and show it to him over the phone. Or I can make a video on YouTube about it and show it to him.
But Justin Bieber couldn't see it.
What?
Well, Justin Bieber did a concert in the metaverse, so he could have come to my virtual house in the metaverse if I had one, and he could see my noodle.
Why would Justin Bieber come to your house? You're not cool, dude.
Yeah, why don't we just buy tickets to a Justin Bieber concert, sit row one, hold it up in front of him. He has a better chance of seeing it from the stage than in your stupid virtual world. He's not going to stop by your virtual house.
But mine, I could sell this for a lot of money someday. You know, this is an investment.
I can sell this for a lot of money. I bet you I could. I'm gonna call an art dealer, and I'll have him come over and see how much he'll give me for this.
What, no, you can't do that.
So where's the painting that's for sale?
It's right here.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus. That is the most elegant painting I've ever seen in my entire life. In all my years of collecting art, I've never seen something so modern, yet so minimalistic. I'll take it. I'll take it for $10,000.
What?
Actually, no. It would be my pleasure to pay more. I'll pay $20,000.
But look right here. I have the original.
Oh, great. You took a picture of my painting. You may have a photo of my painting, but I have the original right here.
Well, no, that's not the original. This is the original. They just printed it out.
Come here.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. Okay? This right here is the original. You just took a picture. Great. Have fun with your picture.
But no. I paid for this one.
Hey, do you want to buy the one that I made on Minecraft? Could you get out of the way? Look, I made it on Minecraft.
Yes, I'll take it. I'll take it for $10,000.
Oh, you can have it then.
Great.
No, but I have the original one right here.
But this one right here is 3D. I can walk around it and shit. Mine. Thank you so much. Pleasure doing business.
Pleasure doing business with you.
But don't you want this one?
Sissy Cody, look, I just made $30,000 off your stupid little doodle photo.
But this is stupid. He can't use any of that stuff in the metaverse. Like, Justin Bieber can't see it.
Oh, dude, I'm about to go print some more copies.
Yeah, I'm gonna print more, too.
But no, don't.
Woo-hoo, dude, I'm about to make so much cash.
Heck yeah, we are.
Guys, I'm gonna call the cops if you don't stop.
Wait, why?
Well, because you're stealing my NFT and you're selling it.
We're not stealing your NFT. You said the one on your phone is the only original one. We're just printing them out and selling them.
But it's still, like, mine, and you're making money off of it.
Well, you said these are worthless.
Well, they are.
Well, then why'd we make $30,000 selling them?
Well, that'll never happen again.
Oh, dude, I think we got a customer.
How much are these?
I'll sell two of them for $20,000.
All right, sure.
Oh, dude, we just made a sale.
Okay, that's it. I'm calling the cops.
Oh, Cody.
Come on.
All right, dude, I just printed out two more copies. We gotta stay stocked up.
Good thinking, Joseph. Also, we don't offer refunds. We don't want people asking for their money back when they realize they're not worth anything.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Smart.
There they are, officer.
Oh, so these are the kids who stole something from you that was worth $2,000, huh?
Yeah, they sure did.
All right, you kids should know that this is a very serious crime. Stealing something worth that much is a felony.
But, officer, we didn't steal anything. We just printed out photos that we found on our phone.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, yes, they did steal something from me. They stole my noodle.
What? I'm sorry, what? Your noodle?
Yeah, this picture right here in my phone.
But it's also on my phone.
Yeah, my phone too.
What? I'm sorry, I don't understand. Whose picture is this?
It's mine because I paid $2,000 for it.
Whoa, hold on. What? I'm sorry, you paid $2,000 for that little picture on your phone?
Well, yeah.
Well, kid, that's the real crime here. You got scammed.
It's not a scam. I wanted this. What? Why?
Because he's a stupid, dumb idiot and he thinks it's worth something?
No, it's because I want to show it to Justin Bieber in my virtual house in the metaverse. Kids, is he okay? Like, is he on something?
He's been talking crazy all day.
Yeah, he's sick in the head.
Well, I'm not crazy. This is the future.
Okay, kids, so are you, like, seeing aliens and stuff, too?
Well, yeah, I guess there could be aliens in the metaverse. Anything's possible.
Okay, I'm gonna check him into a mental facility because something's wrong with him.
There is. Yeah, I understand.
No, it's NFTs. It's the metaverse. But my noodle.
Okay, we're gonna get you a lot of noodles in the facility, okay?
No. But my noodle, though.
No, it's okay. We're gonna get you the help you need.
I'm so glad he's getting help.
Right? All right, kids. You should probably know before you go in there, he's in a straitjacket in a padded room for your protection and his. So just let us know if he gets too crazy.
What's up, buddy?
Don't what's up, buddy, me. You guys stole my noodle.
Nurse, he's yelling.
No, Junior.
All right, what's going on in here?
He was yelling at us.
Yeah, he tried to bite me.
Are we going to have to put the mask on you so you don't bite anybody?
No, I'll be nice.
All right, Cody, use your words.
You guys stole my noodle.
You keep talking about noodles, Cody. That's why you're in here.
Yeah. The metaverse is the future.
If you keep talking like that, they'll never let you out.
All right. We got a mental health professional here to do some therapy for you. All right, kids, move out of the way for Nurse Jackie that put him in a straight Jackie.
Hello there.
I don't want to talk to her. Oh, he doesn't want to talk to you. Get the rabbit.
Okay. Here, talk to Mr. Bunny. Oh, Mr. Bunny.
I don't want to talk to Mr. Bunny.
Aw, come on, tell Mr. Bunny how you feel.
Okay, Mr. Bunny, my asshole friend stole my noodle!
Ugh, this poor kid won't stop talking about noodles. Somebody get him a noodle, please? Jackie, the goddamn noodle, please?
Okay, all right. Here's your noodle.
What is this? This isn't my noodle. Get that away from me!
Oh, no. He can't even recognize noodles anymore. He's completely lost touch with reality. I'm gonna call the family to see if we have to put him down.
Damn shame. Mm-hmm. Guys, you have to get me out of here.
Well, no, Cody. Like, if we let you out of here, you're gonna start talking about noodles again.
No, yeah. Guys, please. Oh, look, if you get me out of here, I'll admit the noodle was stupid.
You will?
Yes.
Will you try to sell it?
But yeah, sure.
He still thinks it's worth something. He hasn't changed.
But no. Guys, please, get me out of here. I'll delete it or something. I'll figure it out.
Okay, Cody, we'll believe it. Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
All right, before we put your son down, are you sure this is what you want to do?
Yes, I'm sure this is what I want to do. No son of mine is going to talk about noodles and shit. Oh, this is not a life he should live.
No son of ours is going to talk about noodles.
Yeah, we can just make another one. Ain't that right, baby? Time to get a new mattress.
All right, I'll let you say your goodbyes.
Oh, no! He's escaped!
What?
This is bad. He's a danger to society. We're gonna have to catch him.
Thanks for getting me out of the mental institution.
You're not gonna talk about noodles anymore, are you?
No, I'm not gonna talk about noodles.
We also sold all the pictures we printed out.
Oh, good. I'm very proud of you for stealing my stuff.
Also, we made this.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
It's a 4D sculpture of your noodle.
4D? What, did it have a smell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It smells like noodles.
Exactly, right?
Isn't it cooler than the dumb one you bought on your phone that doesn't do anything?
That stupid phone noodle.
I have to admit, guys, this is pretty cool.
Would you pay more than $2,000 for this?
Yeah, I think I would.
He's learning.
I know.
Well, this one's better because you get to see it. It pokes out at you. It's really cool.
And it has that smell, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there is one downside.
What?
Well, what is it?
I mean, you can't.
Say it.
You can't use it in the metaverse.
And you're staying in your straitjacket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, guys.
Oh, dude, I think we have a buyer.
Oh, my God. That is the most divine sculpture I've ever seen. I'll buy it for $130,000.
Seriously?
You can have it.
Great.
Oh, my God, dude. All this cash.
We just made $130,000 off that sculpture.
What? This is ridiculous, but I have this noodle. There he is. Get him. No, don't take it back. No.
He tried to bite me.
Yeah, he's crazy. I'm going to sell his stupid NFT because I'm tired of looking at it.
Yeah, me too, dude.
It actually sold for $1,000 more.
Whoa! We rich!
Guys, it's Sunday Fun Day!
Yeah, dude! This is going to be the best day ever!
Hell yeah!
We're going to play video games.
Cool.
We're going to play basketball.
Love it.
We're going to watch football.
Let's do it.
Hold on. Cody, shut up.
Oh, sorry, I'm just excited.
You're really loud.
Sorry, go ahead.
What were you saying, Joseph?
I don't know, he just fucked me up, bro.
Well, let's get Sundays on Sunday, guys!
Yeah! Sundays! Guys, nothing could ruin this day. It's gonna be the best day ever.
That's what I'm talking about.
I gotta make an Instagram post about this.
Yeah, do it!
Sunday is for the boys!
Hell yeah!
Let's get a selfie.
Selfie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
All right, post that on the gram.
Oh.
What?
Did you guys see Penelope's new Instagram post?
Why would I see that? That bitch is blonde.
Yeah, he's long gone. Ugly ass girl.
Yeah, I'm not with her anymore. I don't care what she's doing.
Block that hole.
What'd she post? She posted her used tampon. She's like bloody.
Dirty ass.
No, her and Bully are back together. What? Yeah, you see the pictures.
Was she back with her ex with her?
Yeah.
But my boy ain't worried about that silly ass goof ass boy. See, he got plenty of hoes. My boy is a straight gigolo, getting plenty of bitches every time he go to the club. Ain't that right, boy? Ain't that right, Julia?
Oh, Joseph, I think he's upset.
What? Nah, my boy ain't upset. He just like overly excited, you know what I'm saying, to go outside and shit. Ain't that right, Julia?
She's back with her ex-boyfriend.
But you're not worried about that, right? Because we got plenty of bitches, and we got the best day ever, right?
But she never posted me on her Instagram.
So, it's no trail. You don't have any evidence of being with that bitch. Long gone, bro.
But does she look happy, Cody?
Yeah, she looks pretty happy.
That's not your worry. That's not your issue, dude. We're about to have the best day ever. Forget about her.
Come on. Why is she with him? Wait, why would she do that to me, guy?
Because she never loved your ugly ass, dude. Come on, let's go have a good day. You're going to ruin the whole day.
She's just trying to make you jealous, man.
See?
Wait, you think she's just trying to make me jealous?
Yeah.
Wait, so you think that's fake? I should call her?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I should call her and ask her if that's real?
No.
I'm going to call her.
Me? Hell no, I don't
want to say.
All right, guys, it's ringing. Penelope, please answer the phone. Please answer.
Dude, hang up the damn phone. You know what? Destroy that bitch right now.
I need to talk to her.
Hello?
Penelope?
Nah, she's busy right now.
She's busy doing what?
Dude, you know what the hell she's doing?
She's, polishing my whistle.
Polishing your whistle?
Oh, my God, the imagery. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
Yeah, it's taking her a while. It's a pretty dirty whistle.
What? Why is it dirty?
A lot of people's mouths have been on it. Now Penelope's.
Is she doing a good job?
What the fuck?
Well, it's taking her a while.
Dude,
hey, you gotta spit shine it. More spit than that.
She's spitting on it, guys.
Oh, hang up the fucking phone.
Send me a video of her doing it. I want to see if
she's embarrassing. What's wrong with you?
That was weird.
Here you go. It's all clean.
I'm gonna try it out. Oh, thanks, babe. Good job. Junior, why did you ask for a video of her doing it? That was weird.
Yeah, that boy down bad.
I wanted to see if she looked good doing it. I wanted to see if she was happy, because at least if she looked happy, I'd be happy for her.
Oh, Junior, that's kind of fucked up.
Dude, that's sick.
I'm not going to let it ruin our Sunday fun day, though.
Yeah, you're right, Joseph. You know what would cheer you up, Junior? A Sunday fun day montage.
Yeah, I don't want to do a montage. I don't want to do it.
Was a day. It's pretty crazy they were everywhere we were.
Dude, I am pissed off. You ruined the whole damn day. Every single event we did. From the ice cream to the park. Dude, you didn't even try a damn basketball. You were ass.
Well, to be fair, even if you wasn't depressed, you'd kind of have an advantage with the basketball.
I mean, that's true, but goddamn, at least try.
It's true, Junior. You were kind of a downer today.
What, you got nothing to say?
I just miss her.
Aw, bull, come on, get over her, dude.
Well, I love her, and, like, she looks so happy with him.
But that coochie trash, and you know it.
Junior, I thought you wanted her to be happy.
I'd rather her be unhappy with me than happy with someone else.
I mean, that's valid, but, dude, she's horrible for you.
Wait, Junior, you would rather she was miserable with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you got back together, would you treat her any better?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, this seems like kind of a lose-lose situation.
I just want her back.
You know how this is gonna turn out, though, dude.
Well, what do you think they're doing right? No.
Not you.
I need to call her. I mean, I need to use the bathroom. Where's my phone?
Junior, Joseph, we need to help him move on. I think we should set him up on a blind date.
A blind date? Like with a blind bitch?
No, she doesn't have to be blind. It could be any girl.
Okay, I'll get to looking for some blind bitches.
No, they don't have to be blind.
Well, look, I'ma look for him. They probably won't see me coming, but I'll talk silently.
I don't think he understood. Junior, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, God. Penelope, please answer. Please answer.
Bro, stop calling her phone. She's busy.
What's she doing now?
She's tossing my salad.
What? Tossing your salad?
Yeah, that's a lot of salad. Whoa, babe, slow down. You're getting shit everywhere.
Oh, God.
Junior, did you call her again?
Yeah, she's tossing bully salad.
Really? Wow, maybe I do want him to break up. I didn't know he was into that.
He said she was doing it too fast and she was getting shit everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I want her back. I want her to toss my salad.
No, you don't, Junior.
Oh, I'm so sad.
I understand you feel that way, Junior, but there are other girls.
I don't want any other girls. I want Penelope. She's the best.
No, listen, Junior. Joseph found a girl. How about you just go on a date with her and you see how that goes?
But I don't want any other girls. I want Penelope.
Let's just go on the date and see what happens.
Okay, and if it doesn't work out, I can get back with Penelope.
Let's just do the date first. Come on, let's
go. Okay.
All right, Joseph, did you find Junior some poo?
Oh, yeah, dude. I found the perfect blind date. She's blonde and she's pretty.
Oh, you hear that, Junior? She's blonde, like Margot Robbie.
That would be cool to have my own Margot Robbie.
Yeah, okay. Come on, let's meet her.
Yeah, come on, let's meet her. We can't keep her waiting, dude.
All right, dude, here's your blind date. Her name's Tabitha.
Joseph, you got him a literal blind date?
Yeah, that was the rules. I did exactly what you asked.
You feel handsome.
Thank you.
Oh, do you have a cough?
No, you stuck your stick in my mouth.
Oh, sorry. Where am I?
You're in my kitchen.
Oh, where's my food? Ooh, it feels like oatmeal.
It's macaroni and cheese.
Oh, no, I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, I lied. It's grits.
Oh, yummy. Where's my spoon?
Oh, yep. Right there.
No.
So, what am I supposed to say to her?
Just talk to her. Ask her questions.
Spit that game, dude. You know how to talk.
How am I supposed to talk? She's blind.
She's not deaf. Just talk.
Use words, nigga.
Okay, so how long have you been blind for? Why are you blind?
Oh, well, when I was a really little girl, I loved the sun, so I would just look at it for hours and hours. And then one day, my world went dark.
Wait, is the sun your favorite planet?
Yeah!
Jesus, we're not doing this again, Junior.
Joseph, take my sad eyelids off because I just found my soulmate.
Wait a minute, the sun's not a planet!
Thank you.
I'm keeping the eyelids on. So what kind of guys are you into?
I like black guys. Are you black?
Yeah, I am.
Dude, you're not black. Stop lying.
She's blind. She'll never know.
She would have known when she saw your wiener, nigga. What?
You call me a tiny, a small wiener?
Yeah, it does.
It's not small.
It's not bigger than mine.
How about you whip it out and we find out?
Jesus.
She just reminds me of my ex.
How?
She has glasses. Hey, Penelope had glasses. I gotta call her.
Don't. I'm sorry, Tabitha.
Are you sure there's food in here?
Yeah, you're just messing your mouth.
I'm messy here.
Wait, Junior.
Penelope, please answer. Please answer.
Junior, stop doing this. It's just making it worse.
I need to speak to her, please.
Dude, this is sad.
Bro, stop calling. If you keep calling, I'm gonna block your number.
What's Penelope doing? Can I please just talk to her, please?
She doesn't want to talk to you right now. I'm about to give her a facial.
You're what? No, please, don't do that. No.
Look, I'm not crazy about it either, but she's been asking for one all day. I kind of have to.
What? No, all day? You've been building it up. It's gonna be huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a mess. I honestly have no idea what I'm doing. This is my first time.
Oh, God, please, please, please tell her that I don't want her to get one. Please.
Okay, Penelope, for some reason, Junior doesn't want me to give you a facial.
Well, you tell him he's not my boyfriend anymore, so he doesn't get to decide who gives me a facial.
You hear that, man? She doesn't care.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, I'm
going to
hang up now.
Please don't do it.
Okay, babe, what am I supposed to do?
Okay, you're going to pop my pimples, wash my face, exfoliate my skin, and don't forget the cucumbers on my eyes.
Shouldn't you be going to a professional for this?
It's too expensive.
Okay. Junior, stop torturing yourself like that.
You don't get it, guys. She polishes whistle and she tosses sound, and now she's about to get a facial? None of those things benefit her.
Well, you're the one calling up and asking for details.
But why him? Why does he deserve all that?
I mean, you never took her to Baskin Robbins. Shit, I love Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, you see that banana split? It looked good as hell.
It did look pretty good. But I'll take her there. Like, I don't understand. Like, I want my whistle polished by her, and I want to give her facial, and I want my salad tossed.
Yeah, well, tell you what, Junior. You don't need girls for all that. You and I could do that stuff together. You know, if we were gay, we're just hanging out every day anyway, why not do a little extra? You know, we could toss some salads, polish some whistles, get some facials, you know, just me and you, just bros. We don't need girls. I mean, hey, what are we going to argue about? We're a couple guys, right? Come on. Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. Just think about it.
If you turn gay for Cody and start dating him, I swear to God, I'm finding a new friend group.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just not even answering it. I'm just thinking about Penelope.
I don't know. Yeah, it's taking you too long to think, dude.
I want a girl.
Tell you what, Joseph, that blind date idea you had is pretty good. So I actually have an even hotter girl for you, Junior. Just give me like 5 minutes and meet me downstairs. I'll introduce her.
Do you really think Cody knows a hot girl?
I mean, probably. You know how gay dudes stay with girls, you know.
Oh, you-hoo.
What? Who are you?
Hey there, big boy. My name is Chloe. My name is Chloe. And your friend Cody told me a lot about you.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said you just went through a bad breakup.
Yeah, I miss her so much.
Oh, you know what they say. The only way to get over one girl is to find a hotter girl.
Do you know a hotter girl?
Ouch. I kind of meant that I was going to be the hotter girl.
I mean, they're all right.
Thanks. Well, I see a salad in front of me, and it looks pretty untossed. How would you like me to toss your salad, Junior?
Well, I wish Penelope would do it. I've never had it done before.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm a professional salad tosser.
Well, you know what? Who cares? I have nothing to live for.
Okay, let me show you what I'm about to do. Yeah.
Cody!
Oh, fuck. The wig came off, didn't it? Oh, shit. Junior, I'll put it back on.
No, I'm not. That's gross, Cody. I was stopping that.
Just pretend that didn't happen. Come on.
I was stopping that.
Just think about it.
No.
Junior. Oh, you were so close, Cody. You whore.
Today, we're going to be doing wood chop. So with the very dangerous and high-powered tools on your desk, you're going to be making a wooden sculpture.
Oh, man, this hammer's so cool.
Whoa, isn't this kind of dangerous?
Awesome!
Hey, Cody, tag her in. Joseph, get away from me. You're going to poke my eye out with that thing.
Dude, it's what I'm trying to do.
You know what?
Teacher, what are we supposed to make?
Anything you want. See, I made a birdhouse. So get started, Kraus.
Okay, teacher. What? Joseph, put Cody down.
But Cody, he's got a gun.
Put him down.
All right, dude.
Oh, God, I'm gonna throw up.
Cody, are you okay?
Aw, dude, stop being a baby. I gave you a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Cody, what are you gonna make out of wood?
I don't know. Probably a unicorn.
Gay.
Well, what are you gonna make?
Ooh, a shark.
Straight.
I know.
What about you, Junior? What are you making?
I think I'm gonna make a dinosaur.
Dope.
Why did I only get tape and scissors?
Because you're a girl. You can't be trusted with high-powered machinery. Us men can handle this, not you.
Whatever. I'll still make something better than you.
Hey, idiot. What are you gonna make?
I'm not really sure you should be calling me names today.
Whatever, idiot.
Don't do it, Jeffy. Don't do it.
Teacher, can I see the nurse?
Is that an axe in your head?
Yeah.
Kraus, make sure you be careful with the tools. You only have 15 minutes. All right, Kraus, stop working. Your 15 minutes is up. I'm now going to come around to Kraus and see what you made.
Hey, Cody, check out my dinosaur.
Sick dino, Junior.
Not cooler than my shark, though.
Hey, Penelope, what'd you make?
I made a house.
What a lame house. You didn't even put a door.
I didn't have enough time, Junior.
Hey, everybody, look at Penelope's lame house. She didn't put a door. That means any guy can come and go whenever they want, like between her mom's legs.
Shut up, Junior.
Your mama hoe. Your mama hoe.
All right, Penelope, what did you make?
I made a house.
Okay, where's your door?
Oh, I didn't have enough time.
Okay, B minus. All right, Junior, what did you make?
I made a dinosaur.
Great, where's his eyes?
It's a blind dinosaur.
B minus. All right, Joseph, what did you make?
Oh, I made a shark.
Okay, where's his body? B minus. All right, Cody, what did you make?
I made a unicorn head.
Oh, yay, finally someone who made exactly what they said. A plus.
What? That's not fair.
All right, Jeffy, what did you make?
I made a machine gun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Grant! He finally doing it! Everyone under the desk like we practiced! Someone call the cops!
I knew he's gonna do it! He's always the weird kid!
I thought Cody was gonna do it!
Thanks, Junior.
Get out of the desk, Cody! Get out of the desk!
All right, kids, I'm here. Stay calm. It's safe now. Just everybody stay under their desks.
What's going on?
Hey there, crazy. Just calm down. Don't do anything stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Just hand me the weapon.
It's made out of wood.
All right, I'll be the judge of that. I know a gun when I see it. All right, everybody, I got the gun. There's run for your...
Oh, my God, I can talk!
Oh, of course I can talk. You see, my cousin in them commercials, did you know that you can save 15% or more in 15 minutes on car insurance? Something like that.
Well, Jeffy, where'd you get a talking frog at?
Well, I got it from school. The teacher wanted me to cut him open, and so I saved his life.
That's true. He's my hero.
Aw, Marvin, Jeffy saved that frog's life.
Well, frog, it's time for you to go back outside where you came from.
Well, you know, this frog has a name.
What's your name?
Frogger.
Well, Frogger, you can go back outside, you can get ran over by cars and pee on plants or whatever you need to do.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, Jeffy, I'll see you later, mate. Thanks for everything.
All right, bye, Frogger.
Marvin, I'll see you later, too.
Okay, bye. All right, Jeffy, no more bringing amphibians into the house.
What about frogs?
Frogs are amphibians, Jeffy.
Well, then why didn't you just say that instead of saying amphibians or something?
Oh, Jeffy, look, just no more bringing animals into the house, okay? So go to your room.
All right, Daddy.
Gotta call the chief.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is.
Sergeant Frogger, you made it out alive, you son of a bitch.
I told you I'd make it out.
Great job, Sergeant. Now you know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Kill all humans.
Make them pay for all those frogs that died in those school dissections.
With pleasure.
What was that?
Sorry, I got a frog in my throat.
Hope it's not my wife.
Oh, man, I don't know what to cook tonight.
Oh, hello there.
Wait, is that a frog? Oh, I can make frog legs. Hey, give me your legs, Froggy.
Or we can make something different tonight. How about Chef Arms?
Chef Arms?
Yeah. One down, billions to go.
All right, baby, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Ooh, let's watch a scary movie.
But which one do you want to watch?
You should watch Scream.
Roger, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi there, Marvin. You want to know what I'm going to do with this knife?
What?
I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Get it? I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit will hurt. Ribbit. I'm a frog. Frog say ribbit.
You're going to kill me with how long you're explaining this joke.
Why are you trying to kill us?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because humans have been slicing up frogs for years. I think I'm going to slice you up.
Oh, no.
Marvin, what do we do?
Look, there's a fly.
Oh, you think I'm going to fall for that? Ooh, get over here, little bugger.
Run!
Hey, come back here!
Run in the pantry, run in the pantry!
Boy, get back here, you!
Oh, baby, close the door, close the door!
I know you're in there.
Marvin, call the cops.
Let me get my phone. Come on, answer the phone, answer the phone.
Marvin, open up.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, yes, please send help. Help, help, help.
Okay, what's going on?
There's a frog.
A frog?
Yeah, a big scary frog.
Sir, you're a grown man. Why are you afraid of a frog?
Because he's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think you have ranidophobia. That's a fear of frogs.
Yeah, I have ranidophobia. I ran the away from this frog trying to kill me.
Okay, frogs can't kill you. They're not dangerous. Except for poison dart frogs. They can kill you. They're very dangerous. They're all colorful. They look like candy, but if you eat them, you'll die. Is it a poison dart frog?
No, it's a really big frog.
Marvin, don't forget to tell him about the knife.
But who is that?
It's the frog. He can talk.
What, a talking frog?
Yeah, and he has a knife.
Sir, are you on something? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. He's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think I could call you an ambulance so they can get you mentally checked out.
No, please just come help me. The frog's trying to kill me. Look, I'm in my pantry, and he's trying to kill me, and he said he's going to stab me in the rib. It'll hurt. He said he'll stab me in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit.
Like ribbit. Oh, this is a prank call. Bye.
No.
Marvin, open the door.
Marvin, it's not locked.
Did you say it's not locked?
Oh, no.
Open the door! Open the door! Marvin, open the door!
Hey, Mr. Froggy, what doing?
Oh, hey there, Jeffy. Me and your parents are just playing hide and seek.
Why do you have a knife?
Oh, we were just about to cut some cake and have some fun.
Help, Jeffy, help!
Why is she screaming?
She's saying, help! Cut the cake! She wants to help cut the cake, so that's what I'm trying to get in here.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, they're showing at the door. I'll go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Marvin! Here's Froggy!
Hello?
Jeffy, there's a tracker in the frog, and I tracked it to your house. Get to safety. I'll handle the frog.
Okay.
Come on, Marvin! I just want to slice you open!
Roger, we meet again.
Jackie Chu, what are you doing here?
You should have never escaped, because your death would have been quick and painless. But now you suffer.
Now you're gonna be the one that suffers long and painful.
We'll see about that. Two in the pit, one in the sea!
Oh, no, please. Give me a second chance. I'll change.
It looks like I'm eating frog legs tonight.
Thank you so much, Jackie Chu, for saving our life.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, today's been a weird day.
Every day's a weird day in our life.
True.
Hey, Jay, look what I found. Can I keep him?
Well, no, Jeffy, you can't keep any random animals that you found outside.
Marvin, what could go wrong with a pig?
Well, the frog tried to kill us.
That was a frog.
I guess you're right. I guess you can keep the pig.
Hey, Chief, they don't suspect a thing. We'll finally get payback from all that bacon they've been eating.
Excellent!
Congratulations on making it to the final three.
Okay, cool. But that last game, what was that about?
What do you mean?
Well, we all made it across the glass bridge, and then you guys just blew it up on our faces. Like, there were glass shards everywhere. I mean, look at Marvin. He got all cut up.
We did that in case there was anyone on the bridge. They would be eliminated.
Okay, but there was nobody left on the bridge, so I don't know why you guys blew it up. And you guys could have just dropped the glass out. You didn't have to blow it up and make glass shards fly everywhere. You know how hard that's going to be to clean up? It takes forever to clean up glass. You're not going to get it all.
Because you made it to the final three, you will be rewarded with a fancy dinner.
Ooh, Martin, you hear that? A fancy dinner. Ooh, now how fancy are we talking? We talking no elbows on the table fancy or Olive Garden fancy? And also, can I see a menu?
No.
But, okay, but I'm warning you, I don't eat regular salad. I only eat Caesar. And for dessert, I want one of those, Marvin, what is that coffee thing with the layers? A tiramisu. I want that or vanilla ice cream.
You do not get to choose.
Okay, but if I don't like it, I'm going to complain.
Please put on your suits to get ready for dinner.
Suits? I actually didn't pack a suit.
We have provided you with suits.
Oh, is this like a rental thing? Are you going to charge me if I get it dirty? Because I am a messy eater.
No.
Okay, but I'm warning you. I'm going to go crazy.
Please put on your suits, and I will be back to get you shortly.
Okay.
Where are they?
Now these are some nice suits.
Daddy, I look spiffy as fuck. I'm about to get some poon in this bitch.
Hell yeah, Jeffy. Marvin, be honest. How good do I look? Do I look like James Bond? The name's Guy. Brooklyn Guy. Bennett, damn, Bennett, damn, Bennett, damn, Bennett,
damn.
You ever play that game, Marvin? GoldenEye? For the console I can't say the name of? You know, Marvin, last time I wore a suit, I shit my pants. Yeah, I lost the security deposit for the rental because I just returned a big old bag of shit. There was a suit in there somewhere.
Please follow me to your dinner.
Oh, good, I'm hungry.
This better not be green beans!
Oh my god, now this is a meal? Fuck those eggs. What is this? What is this, filet mignon? Asparagus? Garlic? Mashed taters? Oh, now if we're going to be killing each other, this is the kind of meal we should be eating.
Tonight's feast is prepared as a token of gratitude for the sacrifices and effort you finalists have made, and to encourage you to perform even more splendidly in the final game. Please relax and enjoy your feast.
How long did it take you to memorize that?
Shut up!
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you talk, you should have more emotion, because the robot shit is just not sexy at all.
Eat your food!
Don't mind if I do.
Hey, dang, this is what it would look like if I threw up. Jeffy, stop it.
Oh my god, this steak is fucking tear. I mean, cooked to perfection. What is this, Wagyu beef? This cow never touched the ground. I like to dip the steak in the garlic mashed potatoes and the asparagus. I didn't even think I liked asparagus, but apparently I do. The way they cooked it, my compliments to the fucking chef. And then, what is this, Moscato? Let me try this. Oh my god, I am in heaven right now. Oh, holy fuck! This steak! If I was on death row, I would choose this for my last meal. Like, if I die in the next game, I don't even care. It'll be worth it just for this steak. You know what? I would give up sex for the rest of my life just for one more bite of this amazing fucking steak. Oh my god! Oh, I'll have what I'm having! Oh, fuck yeah!
Why are you crying?
Because it's all gone. I don't want it to be over yet. I ate too fast. I didn't know what I had. I should have savored it. Every bite was better than the last. I was like Ego from Ratatouille when he ate the ratatouille. That shit took me back to my childhood.
Are you finished?
Unfortunately, yes. Hey, you forgot the knife.
No, you keep that.
What the hell am I going to do with a knife? Okay. Hold on to this. Now, see, Marvin, you got the right idea. You're taking your time. Enjoy that shit. Fuck yeah. I wish I'd done that.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, you better get a go box for that shit. I bet it's even good cold. Wait, what are you doing with that?
I am throwing it away.
No, that's bullshit. Give it to me if he doesn't want it.
No.
What? Come on. Give it to me.
I'm going to.
Okay, can I have his?
No.
What the fuck? You guys are wasting the best meal I've ever had.
Oh, God, help me.
I hope you enjoyed your meal.
Enjoyed? Enjoyed is not the right word. There is no word in the English language to describe how much I enjoyed that steak. I would stab my own eye out right now if it meant I could have one more bite of that steak. You know, a pig's orgasm lasts 30 minutes, and I feel like a pig after eating that steak.
Please go to sleep. You will need your rest for the final game tomorrow.
Ooh, you hear that, guys? The final game. You better hope it's not a contest to see who can eat the most of that steak, because I'm going to be like Joey fucking Chestnut, just horking them down. You're not holding up too well, are you, buddy?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah? Then why didn't you touch your food?
It just didn't taste good.
Stop lying to me. Please. That shit was tear. That was the best goddamn steak I've ever had in my life, Martin. That shit was like butter. They murdered the cows in the next room. That's how fresh it was. Those cows were massaged and jerked off 5 times a day. I would play these games 5 more times and risk dying every time just to make it to that dinner and have that steak again. I bet there's a room full of chefs playing these games, and if they don't make the best steak of their lives, they get killed. And that's the steaks we ate. If I win these games, they don't even have to give me the money. They can just give me the chef's phone number so I can have that steak whenever I want. Marvin, if there were 5 big black guys with 12-inch dongs in front of me, you do not want to know what I would do to have another bite of that steak. They could bang my wife if they wanted to. I mean, yeah, she's dead, but I would still let them do it, you know, if they're into that kind of thing. Somebody could piss on that steak and I would still eat it. If you threw that steak in a dumpster and a homeless guy shat on it, I would still eat it. That's how good that fucking steak was, Marvin.
Oh, God, it hurts so bad.
Marvin, you know what? I'm fucking pissed you didn't finish your steak. That makes me so fucking mad. You have no idea how mad I am that that steak is just rotting in a dumpster somewhere instead of in my belly. I should have eaten that steak. Fuck you, Marvin. I hate you for not eating that steak. I'm gonna stab you to death in your sleep for not eating that steak.
It is time to wake up.
Oh, do we get breakfast? Can we have steak and eggs, but instead of eggs, we get garlic mashed potatoes and asparagus?
No, you do not get breakfast.
That's okay. I want that to be my last meal anyway.
Will you shut up about the food?
Well, you've clearly never had it. You should have snuck a bite when you were taking the plate away. It's life-changing.
So anyway,
phenomenal.
As I was
mind-blowing.
Saying, wait, what happened to him?
Oh, yeah, I stabbed him to death.
What? Why?
Well, because he didn't eat his steak, and I couldn't forgive that.
We need him for the final game!
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Daddy. I took a wicked shit in my pants. I need you to clean it. Hey, Daddy. Daddy.
He's dead.
My daddy's dead. I want to know who fucking killed him. Because when I find out who did it, I'm going to bend their fingers back all the way to their wrist. And I'm going to rip their nose off and make them eat it. I want to know who fucking killed my daddy.
She did.
Come here, bitch. I'm going to kill you.
Wait a minute. That energy. You will need it for the final game. Follow me.
Oh, I wonder what the final game will be.
I bet it's going to be rock, paper, and scissors, and they're going to use actual rocks, papers, and scissors.
Oh, I hope they jump rope with barbed wire.
Mickey, I got a new mask, and I still can't see shit. There's no fucking eye hole.
Oh, my God, Goofy! Why did you pick a Darth Maul mask?
Well, you told me I needed a mask from an IP we own. He's already wearing Darth Vader, so I thought I'd wear Darth Maul. You're wearing fucking Batman, and we don't even own that.
Not yet we don't, Goofy. Not yet.
Hello, VIPs. Are you ready for the final game? Yes, sir.
Do we absolutely need these masks? Because everybody knows I'm Goofy, so who gives a shit?
The masks are to protect your identity.
From fucking who? We're all rich as shit, and it's not like the contestants could see us. And even if they could, who gives a rat's fuck?
I'm sorry, no.
Hey, listen, man. Is there any way that he could please take the damn mask off?
Please?
I'm sorry, no.
Well, I'm just gonna keep bitching. Stupid piece of shit. Fucking dumbass Koreans made this shit kill people for months. Continue. The sooner we get this over with, the sooner I can take this shit off.
All right, VIPs. The final game is called Squid Game.
What the fuck did he say? There's no ear holes in this thing either.
He said Squid Games!
What the fuck is that?
The game is called Squid Game.
Yeah, I keep hearing people say that, and I don't know what the hell that means.
The game is shaped like a squid.
Wait, this is supposed to be a squid? I thought it was a badly drawn house. Where are the tentacles? It's like the main thing squids have. I hope this is a contest to see who can draw a squid, because I know I would at least beat you.
Let me explain the rules.
Please.
One, the attacker must...
Okay, who is the attacker?
We'll pick that in a minute. Okay. The attacker must enter into the squid-shaped court.
So this is supposed to be squid-shaped?
Yes.
Okay, I don't see it.
Let me continue. The attacker must run past the defense and tap the squid's head to win.
Wait, the squid's head? I don't even see the fucking squid. I definitely don't know where its head is.
Two, the defender must push the attacker out of the drawing to win.
Wait, attacker and defend? I don't even know what the hell they're doing.
Three, if there comes a situation where either one of you can't continue playing, the last one standing wins.
Okay, but what if neither of us know how to play the fucking game? Does that count as neither of us being able to play? Because then can we just have like a steak-eating contest instead?
We will flip this coin to decide who is on offense and who is on defense. Heads or tails?
Wait, which one do I want to be on?
What?
Which is better, offense or defense?
Heads or tails?
Wait, I get to pick?
Wait, that's not fair! I want to pick!
Yeah, he's right. That is pretty unfair. Are we going like oldest to youngest? Or...
Oh, cool.
know. What is that for? Oh, you're going to cut my pizza for me. That's awesome. Thank you. Oh, I see what's going on here. You just want my pizza for yourself.
Oh, oh God.
You know, I'm starting to think about pizza.
There's so much blood. Yucky. Oh my God. That's disgusting. Oh.
All right, I'm out of the bathroom. Did you get the pizza? Oh, come on. It doesn't smell that bad.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Hey, why'd you turn that off?
Tiffy, that movie is awful. You shouldn't be watching things like that.
It's too bloody and gory and it's gonna traumatize you.
But I wanna watch it!
Maybe when you're older.
I'm 20.
But mentally...
Say it, because I'll cancel you so hard.
Come on, baby, let's go to the room and watch something else.
That's what I thought, bitch!
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude, I'm bored. Junior, Jeffy's in my seat. Move him or I'm going home.
Well, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I was watching a movie, but then my twat waffle crotch sniffing shit-ass dookie diaper-wearing fuckhead parents said I couldn't keep watching it because it was too inappropriate.
Wow, you seem really mad about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
What was the name of the movie?
The movie was called Terrifier.
Well, that sounds terrifying.
Well, not really. It was just full of blood and shit.
When I have blood in my shit, I get terrified, but that's probably because of all of my anal polyps. I have 3.
Ooh, dude, you should go to the doctor.
I have. They've done biopsies. I have pictures.
Oh, God, you're oversharing now.
Hey, you're the one who is concerned, and don't even get me started on my hemorrhoids.
Wait, is that when you have a big meat bag hanging out of your ass?
Meat bag? No, it's more like a blood balloon, but I said don't get me started.
So the movie was called Terrifier?
Yeah!
Well, we should watch it with you. That'd be so fun.
Well, I would, but I can't get past the parental control.